Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
YouTube will take down our videos, or that Apple will somehow censor us, or that Facebook will hit us with a fact check. Why? Well, because your public health experts have been lying to you. See, here is the thing, and this has been a thing throughout the pandemic. Science is a process. Science is rooted in data. It's rooted in hypotheses, which are then either falsified or held up by the data. Science is not, in fact, a group of quote-unquote tough scientists. Okay, it's not an institution. Science is not Anthony Fauci. Science is not Rochelle Walensky. Science is not any of these jokers. Science is a process of verifying truth or falsity. And so those of us who have been looking at the data all along knew that once you are vaccinated and you are 2 weeks past your final vaccination, you don't need to wear a mask anymore. In fact, in these very offices, I was very into masking because I didn't want to infect my parents. I was very into masking up until the point at which they got vaccinated and I got vaccinated. And at that point, I said to everyone in the offices, if you don't want to wear a mask, and you have the option to get vaccinated. If you choose not to get vaccinated, that's a you problem. If you choose to wear a mask, that's a you problem. Once you are vaccinated, you don't have to care. I've been saying this for months. You know why? Because I read the studies. You know why? Because I followed the data. You know why? Because I didn't listen to the dullards in the public health establishment who have been infected with politics. We were told for a year that Donald Trump infused all of his COVID response with politics. And they pointed to his supposed pressure on the CDC, which the CDC denied. And they pointed to his so-called pressure on Anthony Fauci with Fauci, which Fauci denied. Okay, and then Joe Biden came into office and the entire public health establishment just started mirroring whatever Joe Biden wanted politically. They started going soft on whether schools should reopen, even though the data said that schools should be open. They started suggesting that vaccines weren't all that effective. They started suggesting that workplaces should continue to socially distance even after people have been vaccinated. Joe Biden was appearing publicly 20,000 feet away from anybody outdoors, and he was still masking. Kamala Harris was kissing her husband on tarmacs through a mask, even though both of them had been vaccinated. None of this was in compliance with science. All of it was politically driven bullcrap, because as I said, the goal of the Biden administration was to gin up a feeling of panic and unease and unrest so that they could foster all of this massive government growth. The idea was that if we are in the middle of a crisis, then we still need more government. And that, of course, was using every crisis as an opportunity. And if the crisis was already on the wane, as it has been for months, then you just manufacture a feeling of crisis. Okay, so yesterday, the public health experts decided, based on no new data, none, that everything I've been saying for the past several months is correct. Okay, now, it's very important to note here the timing. Again, all of this data has been widely available 4 months. It's been available since February and March. And we have known since even before then that if you had COVID and you had developed antibodies to COVID, you were not going to infect anyone. And yet everybody was busy screaming at Rand Paul, suggesting that if Rand Paul stripped off his mask, he was going to infect people. That was not true. And Rand Paul happened to be correct about that. I know because I was talking to people who are actual epidemiologists. I was talking to people who are actual doctors like Dr. Marty McCarry over at Johns Hopkins University. And yet we were told by the public health experts, the institutional know-it-alls, that you had to listen to them even if what they were saying was not in consonance with the science. This is what happens when you have an idol-worshipping society, when people have determined that there are people who know more than everybody else, and their expertise, this cult of expertise, has to be paid attention to, even when the experts are speaking not from their own expertise, but via politics. And you can tell, because experts are able to show their work. Experts are able to tell you why they think the things they do. Every day on this show, for months, we've been playing clips of Rochelle Walensky unable to explain her own policies. We've been playing clips for months of Fauci being unable to explain what the hell he's talking about. And then if you say that, then your social media bettors shut you down because you're not speaking in consonance with the CDC. Well, the CDC was not speaking in consonance with science. How do we know? Because, again, none of the data changed. They changed all their standards yesterday. And the reason they changed all their standards yesterday to tell people who were vaccinated that now finally they could unmask had nothing to do with science. It had nothing to do with data. It had to do with the fact that Joe Biden had a terrible couple of weeks politically. It had to do with the fact that inflation is starting to hit and hit really hard and not enough people are in the workforce. And Joe Biden has to encourage people to get back into the workforce because if we don't have enough people back in the workforce going back into their regular lives, inflation is going to spiral out of control. That's what this has to do with. Okay, so the White House's new announcement, the sort of triumphal announcement, you can take off masks. What it really exposes is not that we beat COVID. We beat COVID months ago. What it really exposes is that so much of this has been politically driven and remains politically driven. And if you ask me for my outcome from this, who I trust and who I don't, I'll tell you who I trust. Big Pharma, who actually came up with the actual solution to this thing. I'll tell you who I don't trust. The government sources who lied to you every step of the way. And I don't mean that they made mistakes. Making mistakes is understandable. In the early days of the pandemic, there were a lot of mistakes made. Understandable. It was a novel coronavirus. We didn't know all that much about it. But then it became overt lying. And we've had overt lying for months on end. And that becomes clear when finally they tell the truth. Okay, so yesterday, the White House puts out an announcement via Twitter in the middle of the day. Big news from the CDC. If you're fully vaccinated, you do not need to wear a mask indoors or outdoors in most settings. We've gotten this far. Whether you choose to get vaccinated or wear a mask, please protect yourself until we get to the finish line. Okay, so here's the thing. Even the CDC guidance is stupid because the CDC guidance says that if you're vaccinated, you still have to wear a mask if you go on a plane, for example. Why? Why? There's no reason for it. They say if you're on public transit, you still have to wear a mask. They say that if there are stores that ban you from coming inside without a mask, even if you're vaccinated, that that's perfectly okay as well. They say that if you're in a doctor's office, that you're supposed to still wear a mask even if you're fully vaccinated. Okay, this is all stupidity. Now, some of this is rooted in another level of ideology, which is, how do we tell who's vaccinated and who isn't? And if we remove the mask rules, then what if unvaccinated people take advantage of this to unmask along with the vaccinated people? And the answer is, if you are vaccinated, you should not care. Nancy Pelosi said that she is not going to change the rules on the House floor. She said, until everybody is vaccinated, I'm not going to change the rules on the House floor. Why? Everybody there has had the opportunity to be vaccinated. If they don't want to be vaccinated, that's a them problem. There's a small subgroup of people who do have a problem. That small subgroup of people are people who literally cannot get the vaccine. I'm not talking about it's unavailable to them, because the vaccines are available to everybody at this point, even if you have to drive a little bit. Okay. The vaccines, there are some people who can't get them for actual medical reasons. Okay, for those people, there are N95s available. For those people, there are masks available. They have to protect themselves. Understood. But the notion that the rest of society is supposed to continue masking up and not going to work is ridiculous. Okay, so even the CDC's current standards make no sense. But again, the reason that I'm rather ticked off this morning is because the people who claim to speak in the name of the science never did. And now that they are speaking in the name of the science, they claim they were always speaking in the name of the science. So they're retconning history. They lied to you for months. Now they're telling you the truth. And because they're telling you the truth today, they're suggesting they were telling you the truth all along. And that is untrue. This is all politics. The experts are not interested in conveying to you the data. They're not interested in conveying to you the science. They are interested in what gets Joe Biden where he needs to go. And Joe Biden was stuck in this sort of catch-22 where the COVID pandemic had to be extended in order for him to get his jollies in terms of policy. And then it turns out that his policy jollies were undercutting the health of the American economy and he was feeling the blowback. Then he has to shift one or the other, right? Either he has to shift his policy or he has to shift the COVID pandemic talk or both. And that's exactly what you are seeing right now. This has nothing to do with science and everything to do with politics. We'll get to more of it in just 1 second. First, you may have noticed big tech is just clamping down, just really clamping down. Facebook oversight board recently ruled that Donald Trump would not be readmitted, at least not for the moment. And there are no consistent standards here. I mean, big tech just doesn't like what it is that you think. Everybody should have the right to express themselves freely, but the big tech bros don't agree. Well, they're then monetizing you. So at the same time, you don't like what they are doing. They're making money off of you. To fight back against big tech's control of the internet, I use ExpressVPN. If you've ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make their money, the answer is they track your searches, video history, everything you click on. They build a profile on you, and then they sell off your sensitive data. When you use the ExpressVPN app on your computer or phone, you anonymize a lot of your online presence by hiding that IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cybercriminals. What I like most is how easy it is to use. It takes just one click to protect all of your devices. That's why ExpressVPN is rated number one by CNET and Wired. Revoke big tech's right to your data. Secure your internet with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben. That's expressvpn.com/Ben to get 3 extra months free with my exclusive link. It's expressvpn.com/Ben right now to learn more. That's expressvpn.com/Ben. Yesterday, Rochelle Walensky, who just 3 weeks ago, based on no data at all, was suggesting that doom was on the way. Rochelle Walensky, who less than a week ago was suggesting you needed to continue masking even if you'd been vaccinated. Despite all of the data, this public health expert, right, science as an institution versus science as a process, Rochelle Walensky, she says, you know what, now you can take off your mask.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing. If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic. Once you are fully vaccinated, 2 weeks after your last dose, you can shed your mask.
Okay, and then she says, you know what drove this? What drove this is science, of course. Now, here's the thing. Have there been any new studies? Nope, not a one. Not a one. We knew this months ago. Months ago.
This is precisely what I was trying to get at with the director of the CDC, Dr. Walensky, when I spoke to her after. So she was asked twice about this during the conference, once by Caitlin, and she sort of dodged it, saying, you know, there's going to be more guidance forthcoming on this. The science sort of applies still here. It still applies, right? The science is indoors, large gathering or small gathering, if everyone is vaccinated, you don't need to wear masks.
Okay, Sanjay Gupta, he said the science didn't change anything. Okay, the science has been known. It's been known. You know how I know that? Because I've been saying it for months. And every time you say, oh, you're a science denier. No, I'm a scientific institution denier. I don't believe that these quote-unquote institutions have a monopoly on the process of science, and they demonstrate their unverifiable nonsense every single day. It's incredible to me. Okay, it just pisses me off that for months we were told that you were somehow putting people at risk when you were not. This administration undermined vaccines. This administration for months had Joe Biden out there telling, a week ago, he was telling you it was patriotic to mask up after you and your friend were vaccinated. If you were sitting in close contact, you should mask because you're patriotic. He said that last week. And now, magically, you can take off the masks forever. Okay, the answer is, had nothing to do with science. Yes, he created vaccine hesitancy. Yes, he undermined the American economy. Yes, he was lying to you. They were all lying to you. Alrighty, coming up, you'll remember that 2 weeks ago, the CDC released a chart explaining when you have to mask and when you don't. And I ripped the chart up because I said it was garbage. Well, now, the CDC has created a new chart. Guess whose chart they're using? Yeah, it rhymes with Men Mamiro. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 50. 91 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money and hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
That YouTube was going to give us like check marks and take down our videos because this is what social media does. It had nothing to do with facts. Okay, so here's the new CDC graphic, by the way. Oh wait, it looks exactly like what I told them to do. Go back and look at the tape. Honestly, we should pull the clip of me saying what this chart should look like versus what the chart now looks like. They are identical. So Anthony Fauci came out yesterday and he said, you know what? We have to get rid of restrictions so people can get like it can feel like they're getting back to normal. What? I have a question. Where is Anthony Fauci and what have you done with him? Where is the real Anthony Fauci? Here's Anthony Fauci saying, maybe this will cause people to get vaccinated. This is the same administration that refused to acknowledge that you could go out and live life after getting vaccinated. Here's Anthony Fauci.
What we're doing now with the relaxation of the restrictions on people who are vaccinated is trying to get back to a degree of normality which people who get vaccinated deserve to have that. That's been one of the things that's been the concern, saying, if I get vaccinated, what difference is it going to make? My life hasn't really changed that much. Well, now your life is going to change that much. For people who are not vaccinated, this might be an incentive for them to get vaccinated.
Okay, so it's amazing. Now he's saying what is scientifically true. So is he lying before or is he lying now? For the left, amazingly, they're saying he's lying now. The left is like, well, I don't even know why they're saying we should take off our masks. Maybe we should wear our masks forever. First of all, let me just say this. You are a sheep. You are a sheep if you are wearing a mask now. If you're wearing a mask and you've been vaccinated, it's because you're a sheep. You're free to be a sheep. It's a free country. But you are. You're living life in fear for no reason. These vaccines are unbelievably effective. Even your own garbage administration is telling you that. Okay, but Anthony Fauci, I love this. The flip in time is just incredible. I mean, you're getting whiplash here. Here's Anthony Fauci saying, you know, this is a step in the right direction. Yeah, we noticed.
I wouldn't go so far as to say it's essentially over. I think this is a very important step in the direction of trying to get back to some degree of normality, because this is something that everyone has had on their mind. You know, I'm vaccinated. When can I start doing things a little bit more in the normal trend? and being able to go around without a mask indoors as well as outdoors is really a big step in that direction. So I wouldn't want to declare victory prematurely, but I'm saying this is clearly a step in the direction that we want to go.
Unbelievable. By the way, how bad is the whiplash here? Here's how bad the whiplash was. Yesterday afternoon, they announced, the CDC announced, that if you had been vaccinated, you could take off your mask. Just before that, Joe Biden had had a meeting in the White House with the House Minority Leader and the House Majority Leader and the Speaker of the House and all the various leaders of the various parties. Everybody in the room had been vaccinated. And there's a picture going around of every single person in the room wearing a mask. And so a senior Biden advisor, Andy Slavitt, who's been wrong on three quarters of this stuff, Andy Slavitt, a COVID advisor to Biden, was asked, so why was Joe Biden masked? He is vaccinated. Everyone in the room is vaccinated. Here was Andy Slavitt's answer yesterday morning, before the CDC announced that, by the way, you can take off the mask.
I'm not so sure that the president is the average person. I personally think there's a lot of protections around the president. Why does he need lots of Secret Service agents? Why do they, you know, belt and suspender everything with the president? Because he's a very important person, and I think you shouldn't take your mark just by what you see in the Oval Office. I think most people, if you're indoors around other people that are vaccinated, the CDC says it's okay, and I think you should listen to the CDC on that.
I mean, is that real? So basically he has no rationale whatsoever, but they were still promulgating this crap, knowing that it was crap, and then the CDC changed its standard later in the day. Again, all of this had to do with the fact that Joe Biden is a giant failure of a president, and because he's a failure of a president, he needs to declare early victory. Remember, the original date they were going to declare victory was July 4th. Why? Because they wanted the symbolic victory on July 4th, and because they were hoping that before July 4th, they could ram through these trillions of dollars in spending. Then it turns out the inflation blew up. It turns out that Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema weren't going to go along with it. And so Joe Biden had a choice. I can continue to foster this world-beating, giant spending agenda and blow out the economy in the process. Or I can walk this thing back a little bit. And so he decided yesterday that it was time for a new news cycle. That's what this really is about. I'm talking about manipulation of science on behalf of politics. This is it. And the whiplash can give you a real headache here. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris made their first maskless appearance yesterday. Woo! Woo! They should have done this months ago. That would have encouraged people to get the vaccine. Instead, they decided to delay for months because they wanted the feeling of panic. Then it turns out that the feeling of panic wasn't actually forwarding their legislative agenda in any serious fashion. All it was doing was artificially lowering the labor market and creating inflation. So they decided to reverse themselves yesterday. Man, watching Joe Biden walk is always like, man, please keep your smile.
You got a great smile.
Oh, so much happiness. Oh. We took off our masks. Oh, amazing. Amazing. And of course, the media ate all of this up. CNN's Allison Kamerash, I was welling up. Oh, the cheers. The cheers. What, was it them lying to you that had you welling up? Because presumably Allison Camerata, like pretty much everybody else at CNN, has and everybody else in America, has had the opportunity to get vaccinated. So why was this making you well up as opposed to, you know, once you got the vaccine, you could go back to your regular life, which we all knew months ago. Again, this wasn't a secret. They were just lying. Here's Allison Kamerata.
I found myself welling up when Dr. Walensky was talking and she said we have an exciting announcement, and I still find myself welling up even right now because, you know, you and I talked every morning, you know, during the past year about how many more Americans were going to die, you know, what was going to happen, were we going to make it to the vaccines, were we all going to survive, what was going to happen. And, you know, 580,000 Americans didn't make it to this day. You know, this day that they say that we can throw these away, that we've all been clinging to.
It's so moving. The media's moved. Now, it might have been their job to ask questions for, like, you know, the last several months about why it is that we shouldn't have been taking off the masks months ago. But they were too busy kissing ass, because this is mostly what they do. By the way, they're not just whiplashing on this. They're also whiplashing on schools. So Anthony Fauci, again, where is Anthony Fauci and what have you done with him? Yesterday, he was like, it's time to open the schools. Come fall, we got to open these schools. Yes, some of us have been knowing this since, like, last year, like last summer. My kids have been in school since October. The hell are you talking? Like, you're a little late on this one.
I believe the school should be open 5 days, full blast, just the way it was before. That we really have to do that by the time we get to the fall.
And if the kids are vaccinated, no masks required, right?
Right. Well, again, I'm going to leave that to the CDC to make that decision, but I would think that certainly would be an option if the children are vaccinated not to have a mask.
It's unbelievable. Like, I'm going to leave that to the CDC. You could just say it. You could. Alrighty, coming up, how fast is the left shifting on all this stuff? Are they detecting a backlash? I give you one indicator. Randy Weingarten of the American Federation of Teachers. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association is a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while educating the public about mining. They offer gold-bearing claims that members can use, and they hold monthly meetings that are open to the public. If you are interested in prospecting, mining, metal detecting, or treasure hunting, please join the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association by downloading the application on our website.
You. Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Moving Day. A Walk for Parkinson's is happening around the country this spring. More than just a walk, Moving Day is a fun and exciting fundraising experience that unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org. That's movingdaywalk.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, we have the Biden administration reversing itself on masking. We also have the Biden administration reversing itself on opening schools. And even AFT head Randy Weingarten, the driving force behind the CDC's anti-scientific school opening standards, even she says it's time to reopen schools. Here's Randy Weingarten, the head of the American Federation for Teachers, saying, yeah, maybe we should open up the schools now.
Today, 97% of schools across the country are open for in-person learning, either full or part-time. Conditions have changed. We can and we must reopen schools in the fall for in-person teaching, learning, and support. And we must keep them open fully and safely 5 days a week.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, seriously. This lady was single-handedly responsible for the CDC redrawing its standards to not reopen schools before the end of the school year. So we're basically at the end of the school year right now. And now she's like, yeah, by the fall. And she announced it the same day as Fauci. This is all politics. These folks are not public health experts. They are politicians with white coats. And sometimes not even with white coats. It's just absurd. And meanwhile, Jill Biden was out there celebrating as well. She said she got real weird here. This has got strange.
What does that mean to the people of West Virginia?
That means get vaccinated. That's what it means. Everybody get vaccinated and you feel free.
Yeah.
We felt free.
Yeah.
For the first time, we knew what to do.
We feel naked, right? Yeah, Joe. The greatest of all doctors. Woo! All right. Well, here's the thing. Once you have set this train in motion, the we're scared of real life train, the don't examine the science, just listen to the experts train, once you've set into a chain of effect, a feeling of incipient doom and panic, it's very difficult to roll that back. And that is what you are seeing today. So it doesn't matter that the Biden administration finally caught up with the science months late. The left can't swivel on a dime that way. And so they continue to panic. You're seeing this all over leftist Twitter. You're seeing it in the media. People are like, well, yeah, but if we take off our masks and we're vaccinated, won't that encourage the unvaccinated to unmask? Well, here's the thing. Once you're vaccinated, you shouldn't care. You're vaccinated. You're safe. You're good. Hey, if somebody else chooses not to get the vaccine, that would be a them problem. That's a problem that they're going to have to deal with. Okay, I'm not talking, again, about people who don't have the ability to get a vaccine because of a health problem. Those people should be given N95s or KN95s, and they should make themselves safe and however they can. But it is none of your business whether somebody else has had a vaccine or not once you have had the vaccine. That is the entire point. And all of this is really just an excuse for virtue signaling, because the mask over the past year has become a virtue signaling device, which was always insane to me. I always said from the very beginning, I said, if masks are useful, you should wear them in public places if you're not vaccinated to prevent yourself and others from getting this disease. And then I said, once you're vaccinated, you don't need the mask, because this is all what the data said, right? I just followed the data, not the public health experts who weren't experts. They were lying to you. And now you've got the same public health experts being like, I'm alarmed by this. This is just crazy. Okay, because it turns out that this is a mentality. It's a way of life. It's an attitude toward life. It is a risk-averse attitude toward life that is unjustifiable under current data. The people right now on the left who continue to maintain the idea that you're supposed to mask mandate, this is because they've entered a world in which they like being told what to do. That is all this is. So CNN's Leanna Wench says, I was shocked that the CDC came out with this announcement. Shocked. Why? We've known for months that once you're vaccinated, you're good to go.
Frankly, I was shocked by this announcement. I think they went from one extreme to another. And the major step that's missing here is, how do we know that people are telling the truth? We talked in the last hour about the honor code. I mean, if you're going to the grocery store, maybe you're fully vaccinated. You take off your mask at the grocery store. But who is going to be checking to see if others are also vaccinated? So what does that mean? If I'm bringing my son, my 4-year-old, who's not fully vaccinated, now he's going to be in a grocery store potentially exposed to people who are not vaccinated, who could be of danger to him. And so I guess I am kind of befuddled as to where this guidance came from.
If you're worried about your 4-year-old son, I have an idea. He can continue to mask. Or alternatively, he can stay home when you go to the grocery store. It's none of your business whether other people are vaccinated once you yourself are vaccinated. And Again, this is rooted in the idea that is true, as I've been saying all along, that kids who are young are not in serious danger from COVID, because statistically speaking, they are not in serious danger from COVID. And right now, in the United States, if you're above the age of 12, you can get a vaccine. Right now, in the United States, the FDA issued emergency use authorization for people who are 12 to 15 years old, as though there's some sort of public health emergency to justify 12 to 15-year-olds getting COVID. And the grand number of Americans under the age of 18 who have gotten and died, who have died of COVID is, I believe, lower than 1,000. Out of hundreds of thousands of people who have been infected, millions of people who have been infected. Okay, but they can't let go of it. They're not going to let go of it. And that's the great irony here. Joe Biden has made his bed. Now he's going to have to sleep in it, because it turns out all these blue areas, the ones that he wants to reopen to prop up his failing economy, they're not going to. He went too far. He has trained them in the art of fear. The entire media have spent the last year training you to be afraid. And now that there's not, at the beginning there was justification for being afraid. Now that there is very little justification for being afraid, it's too late. They're having trouble shifting. The New York Times has a piece today titled, "Hundreds of Epidemiologists Expected Mask Wearing in Public for at Least a Year." I wonder why they would have expected that. Maybe it's because Anthony Fauci said until next Mother's Day. He said that, 9, 10 days ago? And now he's like, take off the mask. These jokers. When federal health officials said on Thursday that fully vaccinated Americans no longer needed to wear masks in most places, it came as a surprise to many people in public health. It also was a stark contrast with the views of a large majority of epidemiologists surveyed in the last 2 weeks by the New York Times. In the informal survey, 80% said they thought Americans would need to wear masks in public indoor places for at least another year. Just 5% said people would no longer need to wear masks indoor by the summer. Yes, because the epidemiologists are all part of a groupthink. That had nothing to do. That's a recommendation. Okay, that recommendation was not based on the science. And by the way, it is also true that many of the things they've been telling you for a long time are lies about where you were going to get COVID. ABC News has this today. Quote, bars, gyms, and restaurants. Those were just a few settings health experts warned could become hotbeds of COVID-19 as states began reopening in the spring and summer of 2020. Yet, public data analyzed by ABC News appears to tell a different story. The data from states across the country suggests specific outbreak settings, including bars, gyms, restaurants, nail salons, barbershops, and stores, only accounted for a small percentage, if any, of the new outbreaks after the pandemic's initial wave in 2020. While experts believe that mitigation measures like reduced capacity, gradual reopening, and mask wearing contributed to keeping outbreak numbers low, they say more could have been done to push those numbers down further and make testing and tracing more robust. Based on ABC News' analysis of public data of all COVID cases in 4 states and D.C., those outbreak settings accounted for less than 5% of all COVID-19 cases in those states. So in other words, all of the places you were told you couldn't go, all the workplaces you were told you couldn't go, you couldn't go to the gym, you couldn't go to a bar, you couldn't go to a restaurant, you couldn't do any of those things. That accounted for a tiny percentage of COVID transmission. But some of us, Ron DeSantis was saying this in Florida for a year, and he was castigated for it. They lied to you. They are continuing to lie to you for political purposes. Why would you trust them ever? Just look straight to the data. And some of these states are not going to reopen, according to the New York Times. As federal health officials on Thursday cleared the way for Americans who are fully vaccinated against COVID to drop mask wearing in most situations, some states lifted mask mandates, while others took a more cautious approach. On Thursday, the governors of Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, North Carolina, and Virginia, and the mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C., said they were taking the new guidance from the CDC under advisement before adopting it. They know better than the CDC now. So when the CDC was hawkish on mask wearing, then they were all with the CDC. When the CDC is like, by the way, here's the science, like, we're not going to do it. In deference to local authorities, the CDC said vaccinated people must continue to abide by existing state, local, or tribal laws and regulations and follow local rules for businesses and workplaces. Governor Ron DeSantis, being the best governor in the country, already has issued an executive order preemptively pardoning people who don't abide by state and local mask mandates because they are no longer necessary. Governor Andrew Cuomo had the temerity to say that the state had always relied on the facts and the science to guide us throughout the worst of the pandemic, and that he would review the new federal health guidelines with the state health department. Mayor Bill de Blasio called the shift in guidance a monumental day, but said the city would be reviewing the new rules, as masks will still be important for schools, public transportation, doctor's offices, and more. Okay, all of this is a joke. I'm sorry, this is a joke. And you guys are all trained in being sheep. That's all that's happened here. All of these, and if you listen to these Bill de Blasio's and Andrew Cuomo, who presided over the worst case of outbreak in the United States, if you listen to these people, as opposed to the actual science at this point, I don't know what to tell you. You're being an ignoramus. You're being a fool. But the good news is that Anthony Fauci is there to defend your foolishness. So Anthony Fauci says, you know, you have to stop giving side eye to people who keep wearing masks. This is hilarious. So we've been treated to a year of, if I'm outdoors 1,000 feet from everybody, I've been treated to morons dressed in Grim Reaper costumes chastising me for not wearing a mask outdoors 1,000 feet for everybody on Florida beaches. And I've been treated jogging by people who are masked while jogging for no reason, staring at you, giving you the evil glance, even though the science didn't back what they were suggesting. Okay, and now there are a bunch of us who are like, okay, well, if you're vaccinated, there's no reason for you to be wearing a mask. What are you doing? And Fauci's like, we shouldn't shame people for continuing to wear a mask. We shouldn't. I mean, that would be intolerant. Weird how the intolerance only runs one way. How about this? How about the intolerance runs on we can tolerate whatever. It's a free country. But put that aside, what should our attitude be toward people who are masking uselessly? Honestly, an attitude of pity. Because these are people who have been treated to mental disturbance courtesy of the American federal government and morons like Anthony Fauci and Rochelle Walensky. It's unbelievable.
I was wondering if you had anything to say to people who have been vaccinated and still want to wear masks in situations that the CDC says are low risk. Is there anything wrong with that? And should people be side-eyeing them?
No, not at all. I mean, people have to make their own personal choice. As we know, the risk is extremely low of getting infected if you're vaccinated, whether you're indoors or outdoors. But there are those people who don't want to take that bit of a risk. And there's nothing wrong with that, and they shouldn't be criticized.
Oh, they shouldn't be criticized, it turns out. You can criticize people for standing out in the middle of nowhere, not wearing a mask. But you should definitely not criticize people for being fully vaccinated, standing in the middle of nowhere, wearing a mask. Oh, the public health experts, the science, so much sciencing. Okay, in a second, we'll explain why it is that the Biden administration decided to do this now. And the answer, of course, has to do with the fact that this is the worst political week for Joe Biden since his inauguration. We'll get to more of this in one second first. You know, if you're a responsible person, you want to make sure that your family is taken care of in case, God forbid, something should happen to you. That's why responsible people have life insurance. Well, if you want life insurance at the best possible price, you need to be using Policy Genius. Don't do it via word of mouth. Head to the interwebs. Policy Genius makes it easy to compare quotes from over a dozen top insurers all in one place. Why compare? Well, you can save 50% or more on life insurance by comparing quotes with Policy Genius. You could save $1,300 or more per year on life insurance by using Policy Genius to compare policies. The licensed experts at Policy Genius work for you, not the insurance companies, so you can trust them to help you navigate every step of the shopping and buying process. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across thousands of reviews on Trustpilot and Google. Getting started is super simple. First, you go to PolicyGenius.com, you answer a few quick questions about yourself, and then in minutes, you can work out how much life insurance coverage you need and compare personalized quotes to find your best price. When you're ready to apply, the Policy Genius team handles the rest. They'll handle the paperwork and the scheduling for free. They never sell your information to other companies, and they don't add on extra fees. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com right now to get started. That's Policy Genius. When it comes to insurance, it's nice to get it right. Alrighty, coming up, why is all of this happening right now? The answer is pretty simple. Joe Biden's having a crappy news cycle. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's the Ramsey Show. Talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%,
And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Staying overnight, eating and using all the bathroom, all within the confines of the bus, according to the owner of one of the bus companies and advocates for the children. In at least one case described to NBC News, a family says their 15-year-old son waited on buses from Saturday to Wednesday before beginning the long journey from Dallas to Seattle. I mean, so, disaster area. There's still thousands of kids who are being held in close quarters in the middle of apparently, you know, the COVID pandemic still applies to migrants. The good news is that the DHS secretary apparently has short-term memory loss. He says he doesn't remember saying that migrants should come. He did. He said, I'm not saying migrants shouldn't come. I'm just saying they shouldn't come right now. He was reminded of this, and Alejandro Mayorkas was like, I don't remember saying that. Me? Who? What?
You remember saying, don't you, that we're not telling you not to come. Those are your words that you said in a press conference. You said that, right?
I don't recall saying that. I don't believe
you don't recall saying that.
That's correct, Senator. I have never said...
We'd be happy to refresh your memory for you and some questions for the right. I'm sure that is interesting news, and I'm sure everyone will... The Secretary just said he doesn't have any memory of making those comments. That's Senator, extraordinary.
Senator, I have never said that the border is open.
Okay, nobody said he said the border is open. He just said, I'm not saying don't come. I'm just saying don't come right now. That's what Mayorkas said, but he doesn't remember it, so that's good. Meanwhile, by the way, the Biden administration will resume construction of Southern Border Wall levee. According to Fox News, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers will restart construction on a 13.4-mile stretch of levee in the Rio Grande Valley. The decision reportedly follows pressure from local residents and politicians to mend the incessant crossing surge. Priority repairs are set to begin in 6 weeks to prevent flooding, followed by the establishment of a concrete levee wall fit with safety barriers in 6 to 9 months. So, yeah, they're shoring up the wall that's apparently a super bad wall. Weird. So they've replaced they've sort of reversed themselves on that. Meanwhile, inflation is here. According to the New York Times, the central fact of the American economy in mid-2021 is that demand for all sorts of goods and services has surged, but supplies are coming back slowly, with the economy acting like a creaky machine that was turned off for a year and has some rusty parts. Well, actually, the economy is acting like you would expect it to act when you pay people to stay home and when you tell them it is unsafe to go back to work. The good news is that the Biden administration has no idea what to do with inflation. I mean, no clue. So Jen Psaki's like, you know, the inflation is just a sign that everything is going great. Okay then, crazy lady, let's go with that.
We've seen
over the last couple of days, to your point, some reaction to the CPI numbers that came out just yesterday. And, you know, our view on that is it reflects the reality of an economy that's rapidly turning back on because of a successful economic strategy. And if you dig into the data, there are a couple of factors at play that I think people are taking a look at now that we've dug into the data more.
Okay, yeah, the factors at play are that everybody had more savings at the end of last year than they had at the beginning of last year because the government paid them, because they had to pay them to stay home. And then you just continued pumping money into their pockets, and then you said, you don't ever have to go back to work, basically, because we'll pay unemployment benefits all the way through September. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren and the left wing of the Democratic Party, who really rule the roost, they're saying, yeah, I'm delighted that Biden is governing like a radical.
Are you surprised at how progressive the policies are that are being proposed by the president?
Oh, not surprised. Delighted. This is the good news. You know, this is one of the best things. I talk about this in the book. Putting out plans means they're there for everybody. And they're there for us to share and improve on and make better.
But this seems like big structural change. And I'm sorry, nobody expected that from him.
Well, all I can say is he ran on the most progressive agenda in decades.
Okay, some of us pointed this out at the time, but we were being gaslit by the media that proclaimed that Joe Biden was moderate. Here's the problem. All of this is starting to bear some really, really ugly fruit. You've got the inflation, you've got the unemployment numbers, they're not great. And then you had people waiting in gas lines. By the way, it turns out that Colonial Pipeline just paid a $5 million ransom to the hackers who hacked the pipeline, which of course is going to incentivize more people to hack pipelines when you pay ransoms like this. This is where the U.S. government really should have stepped in and done something, but they didn't. So, I mean, did the government assure Colonial Pipeline that it would backfill them if they paid the ransom? How exactly did this work? When Bloomberg News asked Joe Biden if he was briefed on the company's ransom payment, the president paused and then said, I have no comment on that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, all of this is going really well. Plus, Joe Biden continues to be an utterly incoherent boob. I mean, he just... Joe Biden's war with the teleprompter continues. Basically, it's now Rocky. It's like Joe Biden is Apollo Creed and the teleprompter is Rocky. And they just keep having these repeat battles every day. I expect any moment that the teleprompter is going to run up the stairs of the Philadelphia Museum of Art and throw its non-arms in the air. Because, like, the continuing battle between Joe Biden and the teleprompter is one of the most fascinating battles in American public life. I can't wait for Joe Biden versus the teleprompter part three when Mr. T comes in. He's like, I pity the fool who can't read a teleprompter. Anyway, here is Joe Biden battling the teleprompter.
The rule is very simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. It's vaxxed or masked. Get vaccinated.
It's vaxxed or masked. Sounds like Mike Myers and So I Married an Axe Murderer. Unlove, Ed. Unvax, Ed. Hey, what in the actual... Okay, and then that was the first... Joe Biden versus the teleprompter. In that one, they fought to a draw. In Joe Biden versus the teleprompter 2, the teleprompter comes with a clear knockout.
Now, here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what that you can do, the drivers. Don't panic, number one.
Oh, my God. It's like, I don't know. Do you laugh or do you cry? I mean, really. Solid stuff there from the teleprompter. Teleprompter comes with a clear victory right there. That's a TKO in like round two by the teleprompter. I need that again. What was that in English? Play it again.
Now, here's what drives the driver in the states that are affected. Here's what that you can do, the drivers. Don't panic, number one.
Here's what drivers should do. Here's what drives the drivers in the Drive Droovy in the Ryan Gosling movie Drive. Drivers drive Drubin, Dranjubin, Dranjubin. Yeah, everything is going fantastically. So, is it any wonder that the CDC reversed itself yesterday? Again, if you want, one of the great themes during this pandemic has been trust the experts, trust the people who know. If you do after this, I don't know what to tell you other than you're a fool. The experts were wrong a lot. The experts lied to you a lot. You were told that if you bucked the experts because you actually looked at the science, this is because you had done something wrong. Instead, you were just supposed to believe and follow. And now you're supposed to believe and follow this incoherent old man and his benightedly corrupt institution. And if you don't, then you're a bad person. It's ridiculous. On its face, it's ridiculous. But, again, here's the thing. I think that the American public is going to buck against this. I think Biden knows this, too. It's the reason why he is trying to reverse himself so fast. Don't be conditioned to follow these people. Instead, science, it's a process, it's not an institution. Keep remembering that.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Gasoline shortages spreading from the south, exhausting supplies in the nation's capital. Runs on gas follow that ransomware cyber attack. In the meantime, Colonial Pipeline reports making substantial progress in getting the service back to a full standard. Well, Democrats are divided, sharply divided, over U.S. support for Israel in its fight against the terrorist group Hamas. Bob Agnew reports.
Democrats are seeing a fracture in their normally unified ranks over the issue of U.S. support for the Jewish state. Anti-Israel sentiments coming from lawmakers like Representative Ilhan Omar, who calls Israeli airstrikes that left civilians dead in Gaza terrorist attacks. Progressives like Elizabeth Warren and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez condemning Israel's planned evictions in East Jerusalem. But Maryland Democrat Ben Cardin joins most Republicans in praising Israel as what he calls a country of law. Cardin says he has confidence in Israel's legal system. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, Representative David Cicilline has begun asking Democratic colleagues to sign on to a resolution to censure three House Republicans who tried this week to minimize the severity of a January attack on the Capitol. Bernie Bennett has more on that story.
In a letter to fellow House Democrats, Cicilline of Rhode Island said that a resolution will be forthcoming to specifically censor Republicans Andrew Clyde and Jody Heiss, both of Georgia, and Paul Gosar of Arizona, for their remarks at a House Oversight and Reform Committee hearing on Wednesday, downplaying and making claims about the violent attack on the Capitol. Cicilline says several Republicans during Wednesday's oversight hearing on the federal and local response to the attack repeatedly tried to downplay the violence of the rioters trying to forcibly stop Congress from certifying President Biden's election victory. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Ireland's health service has temporarily shut down the IET system. The move comes after what's described as a significant ransomware attack.
Ireland's health service says it shut down its computer network to protect it while experts assess the attack. Its chief executive says it's targeted data stored on central servers where patients' records are held and that no ransom demand has been received. Life-saving equipment is not affected, and people needing urgent attention can still go to hospitals. But it's not clear how long the disruption will last. Ransomware attacks are a growing problem. A French subsidiary of Toshiba said today that earlier this month it had been targeted by the same group blamed for recently crippling the US's largest network of fuel pipelines.
BBC correspondent Danny Eberhardt. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Well, those big streaming services now have an issue with, believe it or not, subscribers. John Scott explains.
Services like Netflix and Disney want to discourage the common practice of sharing account passwords. Password sharing is estimated to cost streaming services several $1 billion a year in lost revenue. That's a small problem now for an industry that earns about $120 billion annually, but something it needs to address as spending on distinctive new programming skyrockets. John Scott reporting.
Friday was a good day on Wall Street, unlike much of the time earlier in the week. For Friday, the Dow was up 360 points at 34,382. On the tech side, the Nasdaq climbed 304 points, 13,429, and S&P 500 up 61 at 4,173. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I've ever even heard of in military history last night. This is pretty spectacular. So here's what happened. Last night, Israel announced that they were going to be invading Gaza. There was going to be a ground invasion. And this was not unexpected, considering that Gaza fires, as I've said many times, they've been firing thousands of rockets from populated areas, right? They specifically do it from apartment complexes. They do it from the top of apartment buildings. They do it from between apartment buildings. They do it from public streets. They hide behind children. They put their economic headquarters in hospitals. They put their military headquarters in hospitals. Like, this is what they do. They use RNWA-funded schools as bases for launching terrorist attacks in the same way that they just use the Al-Aqsa Mosque in order to launch a riot against Israeli police officers. Okay, so this is what Hamas does. It's what Palestinian Islamic Jihad does. It is what the Palestinian Authority does. And so one of the big problems for Israel is that every time it retaliates and tries to take out military targets, it ends up having to kill civilians. Now, that's because of Hamas. If you hide behind a child while firing at somebody and they return fire and hit the child, that's not on the person returning fire. That's on you. You're the one who hid behind the child. You're the one who put the child in danger. Every civilian death in Gaza is on Hamas because none of this had to happen. By the way, some 30% of rockets that Hamas has tried to fire into Israel fell short and fell into the Gaza Strip and killed people in Gaza, including children. Hamas doesn't care because they're the worst people on earth. I mean, truly, truly, the worst human beings on the planet are Hamas. They're garbage. So Israel was faced with this kind of difficult situation. You have these rockets keeping your state underground for days at a time. I mean, remember, this started way earlier this week. They're now on, what, day five of this? And so Israel has to stop the rocket fire. They'd prefer not to kill civilians because, unlike Hamas, they actually don't want to kill civilians. So what do? So normally what they have to do is a ground invasion, right? They try to go in and they try to separate the civilians from the military members of the terror groups by going essentially door to door, house to house. They've been doing this for decades. It's called, in Israel, this is called Taharat HaNeshek, purity of arms. Israel has higher standards for human rights with regard to how its military behaves than any other military on planet Earth, and it is not particularly close. Israel is extremely careful about this sort of stuff. It's why they've been dropping so-called knock bombs on top of buildings. They know Hamas is in these buildings. They drop a bomb on top of the building that doesn't penetrate. It just shakes the building, so everybody knows, get out, and then they bomb the building. And this is how Hamas escapes, by the way. Israel phones apartment complexes and tells them, get out, before they bomb the places, which is why Hamas leaders are able to escape. So Israel takes the shot when it has the shot, and it doesn't take the shot sometimes even when it does have the shot if they're afraid that civilians are in the way. So they said they were set to send in ground forces, and everybody sort of expected this. They'd called up 5,000 reservists. They were getting ready to move. And last night, the IDF put out a tweet saying that IDF air and ground troops are currently attacking the Gaza Strip. And this was taken by the Hamas terrorists as news that the Israeli ground troops were about to go in on the ground and fight it out street to street and house to house. Well, Hamas has a series of extensive terror tunnels. And these are tunnels that go from area to area and house to house. They have tunnels that go under the border and into Israel. They've tried to use them to attack Israeli civilians before. So all the Hamas terrorists, or at least many of them, the first wave of Hamas terrorists, they went into the terror tunnels to hide from the Israelis. Right? Again, a common guerrilla tactic. They went into these terror tunnels because then they're not there when the Israelis show up. Where are they? They're underground. Okay, there's only one thing. Israel knew this. Israel faked the ground invasion. They said, Israel, the IDF released that statement, that air and ground troops are currently attacking in the Gaza Strip. This caused the Hamas terrorists to go into the terror tunnels, and Israel then proceeded to bomb the terror tunnels from the air, which is just the greatest thing I've ever heard. No one could deserve this more richly than terrorists who fire rockets at civilian populations. According to the Jerusalem Post, at about 9 p.m. on Thursday night, the IDF began assembling ground forces along the border with the Gaza Strip. Some armored and infantry battalions joined the artillery batteries that had been deployed days earlier to pound Hamas and Islamic Jihad targets. Earlier in the day, the IDF said that a ground offensive was on the table as a viable option for the continuation of Operations Guardians of the Wall. The IDF was hitting it hard at Hamas and Islamic Jihad targets from the air, but on the ground, they would be expected to cause even more damage, albeit with greater risk to Israeli forces. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made his contribution. He said Thursday the campaign against Hamas was far from over and more Israeli action was coming. At midnight, the IDF spokesperson's English department tweeted, "The IDF air and ground troops are currently attacking in the Gaza Strip." The foreign media jumped at the tweet, interpreting it to mean that Israel was sending ground forces into Gaza, a major escalation in the current operation. Websites of media outlets around the world, including the Washington Post and ABC, reported the incursion. "Israeli troops have entered the Gaza Strip as conflict with Palestinian escalates, Israeli military says," was the tweet put out by the Washington Post. But there was no ground invasion. Yes, the IDF had deployed troops along the border, but they didn't cross into Gaza. What did happen was in the air, where 160 aircraft had assembled for a massive bombing run over the Gaza Strip. Their target was what the IDF called Hamas's metro, an underground network of tunnels where Hamas stored its weapons and used to move throughout Gaza, hidden from Israeli aircraft. The metro had been built in the years after 2014, also known in Israel as Operation Protective Edge. It was a network of dozens of kilometers of tunnels that crisscrossed Gaza and provided safety from Israeli aerial incursions. According to reports, due to the deployment along the border and the news coming out in the foreign media, Hamas and Islamic Jihad sent their first line of defense into the tunnels to start taking up positions. These were the anti-tank missile teams and mortar squads meant to strike at incoming Israeli ground forces. What they didn't know is there was no ground offensive. Instead, once they were out of the tunnels, they were exposed to Israeli aircraft. Within minutes, the metro attack went ahead. How many Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists were killed in the operation, that remains to be seen. Apparently, the IDF is still evaluating the amount of damage they were able to do. Okay, that is spectacular stuff. That is spectacular stuff. We'll get to more on this in just one second. First, let's talk about the fact you got a lot going on at your house these days. A lot happening at your front door. Things are beginning to open up again. You got friends coming over. You got packages being delivered. You got to know what's happening on your property at all times. And this is why I love my Ring devices. Now is the perfect time to upgrade your doorstep with a Ring video doorbell. With Ring, you can keep an eye on your home no matter where you are right from your phone. Ring has hassle-free, easy-to-install indoor and outdoor cams, so you'll never miss a visitor. You can keep those packages and deliveries safe. With motion detection, you'll get notified even if they don't ring the doorbell. If someone stops by or something is going on, Ring will let you know. How cool is that? There's a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit at ring.com/Ben. It comes with the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and the Chime Pro. We use the Ring devices to make sure that we know what's going on with our kids. They're crazy and they're running around all the time. We want to make sure that we keep an eye on them. Don't wait. Get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit at ring.com/Ben today. It comes with that Ring Video Doorbell 3 and the Chime Pro. It's the perfect way to start your Ring experience. Go to ring.com/Ben. That is ring.com/Ben. Go check them out right now. When we moved to Florida from California, one of the first things my wife said, let's get the Ring devices on the house. We did. You should too. Go check them out. ring.com/Ben right now to check them out. Okay, meanwhile, debate has broken out inside the Democratic Party over all of this. You have the radical wing of the Democratic Party. This would be the Squad, people like Ilhan Omar and people like Rashida Tlaib and people like Ayanna Pressley and Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, who are just mimicking anti-Semitic slogans at this point, saying Israel doesn't have the right to defend itself. I mean, truly, this is what AOC said yesterday. So Joe Biden, to his credit, really, not often that I think Joe Biden does something creditworthy, but yesterday, Joe Biden said the Israeli reaction has not been an overreaction, which, of course, is obvious and true. Okay, if you had hundreds of rockets flying over your city, you would also expect your government to protect you by killing the people who were firing the rockets. Here is Joe Biden defending Israel.
One of the things that I have seen thus far is that there has not been a significant overreaction. The question is how we get to a point where they get to a point where there is a significant reduction in the attacks, particularly the rocket attacks that are indiscriminately fired into population centers.
And good for Biden. Now, how long can Biden hold out against his left flank? Who knows? Probably not all that long, considering his previous history of caving to everything the radical left wants. Yesterday, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez got angry at Joe Biden for saying that Israel has a right to defend itself, which is the baseline level of reality. Of course, Israel is a sovereign state, cannot allow its citizens to be put underground for weeks at a time by Islamic terrorists firing rockets into the area. She tweeted out blanket statements like these with little context or acknowledgement of what precipitated the cycle of violence, namely the expulsions of Palestinians and attacks on Al-Aqsa, dehumanize Palestinians, and imply the U.S. will look the other way at human rights violations. It's wrong. Okay, first of all, there's so many lies in this, it's difficult to know where to start. This didn't start with the expulsion of Palestinians. There was a 50-year ongoing legal case that was adjudicated and was not effectuated by the Israeli Supreme Court. There were no attacks on Al-Aqsa, except by the people who decided to use Al-Aqsa as a staging point for riots. There were no expulsions. Six Palestinian families, according to David Harsanyi at National Review, might be evicted from their homes in Sheikh Jarrah in a property dispute. Again, that's six Palestinian families. Sheikh Jarrah is thousands of people. Okay, this is... it's insanity. It's ridiculous. 20% of the Arab of the population of Israel is Arab. The Al-Aqsa Mosque wasn't attacked, but it was other members of the squad as well. Ilhan Omar suggested that Israeli airstrikes killing civilians in Gaza is an act of terrorism, except for the fact that Israel's been attempting to minimize the amount of death, while Hamas has been attempting to maximize the amount of death. I mean, and Rashida Tlaib, of course, she tweeted out yesterday, the Nakba never ended. Nakba is the term used by Arabs to describe the establishment of the state of Israel. That was a disaster. Nakba means disaster. Okay, not the Israeli takeover of the West Bank and Gaza Strip in 67. No, the real disaster is that the Jewish state even exists, according to Rashida Tlaib. She makes this perfectly clear, by the way. She says, from Jaffa in 1948 to Sheikh Jarrah, Jerusalem today, we must recognize the forced displacement and violent dispossession faced by Palestinians for over 70 years. By the way, Jaffa in 1948 would be the establishment of the state of Israel. Okay, she believes that Israel should be just destroyed. There's a part of the Democratic Party that is so radical it's attacking Joe Biden for the baseline statement that Israel can defend itself against rocket attack. The question is, how long will the Democratic Party hold up against its own radicals? The answer probably is not very long. But don't worry, the media are covering Liz Cheney versus Kevin McCarthy or something. Meanwhile, Ron DeSantis in Florida, he came out very clearly. He said Israel has a right to defend itself. Hamas is a terrorist organization, which is clearly true.
I have friends over there who've been having to hide out in bomb shelters overnight because of Hamas, which is a terrorist group, raining down rockets on civilians. And make no mistake, Hamas is a terrorist group. They are at fault on this. Israel has every right to defend itself against Hamas. And I think if you look at what's going on here, it really isn't so much about Israel as about Hamas trying to stake a claim to be the leader of the entire Palestinian Authority. They kind of have their little place down in Gaza where they foment a lot of terrorism.
Absolutely correct here from Ron DeSantis. Meanwhile, here's the unspoken story here, of course, is that the Biden administration, they're saying the right things now with regard to Israel's right to defend itself. Meanwhile, they've been fostering this. Okay, they've been fostering this by making overtures to Iran. Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is one of the groups firing the rockets, they came out, like, over the last couple of days, and they're openly saying, we got these rockets from Iran, which they did, right? Israel didn't realize that Hamas had the ability to fire rockets that could reach all the way to Hadera, which is like central Israel, like northern central Israel. They got this technology from Iran. Meanwhile, the United States is attempting to foment some sort of deal with the Iranian terrorist government. Here is members of Palestinian Islamic Jihad saying this openly. He says the Mujahideen in Gaza and in Lebanon use Iranian weapons to strike the Zionists. We buy our weapons with Iranian money. An important part of our activity is under the supervision of Iranian experts. The contours of the victories in Palestine as of late were outlined with the blood of Qassem Soleimani. Iranian blood, you'll remember that was the commander of Iran's terror axis who was killed by the Trump administration. Okay, so Iran is behind all of this. It's the reason why people are also keeping an eye on the northern border of Israel. Hezbollah is an Iranian-funded terror group. Hezbollah so far has stayed out because Hezbollah understands that because they are a greater threat to Israel, if they start firing rockets at Israel, Israel will just eviscerate them. It won't be like the Gaza Strip. Israel has been engaging in pinpoint attacks in the Gaza Strip specifically to avoid civilian casualties. because Hamas can kill Israelis, but they don't provide an existential threat to Israel. Hezbollah has 150,000 rockets pointed at Israel. If they start firing those off, Israel will just go off. And Hezbollah knows this, which is why they've stayed out of the fight so far. Instead, they've been attempting these sort of proxy battles. So apparently there are mobs of people attempting to storm the northern border right now of Israel. There are mobs from Jordan attempting to come into the West Bank. And all of that will be stopped. But again, the notion that this administration continues to try and foster some sort of cooperation with Iran while Iran is constantly fostering terror around the region demonstrates how wrongheaded their policy is. Alrighty, coming up, we will get to the U.S. Army, which is now attempting to recruit with ads featuring lesbian weddings. Don't know what that has to do with the Army, but okay, we'll get to that in a moment. First, recent financial data shows over 11 million homeowners can still benefit from a lower interest rate. It could mean $300 in monthly savings, maybe more, as long as you call my friends at American Financing. Because at American Financing, they're going to look at your entire financial picture. It's not just about a lower rate with them. It's about what option is going to save you the most money. I mean it when I say they save customers up to $1,000 a month. All it takes is a free mortgage review to learn more. There's no pressure and no obligation, no upfront or hidden fees, just a simple conversation. I mean, you really don't have anything to lose. So why put this off any longer? Call American Financing right now. See what you can save. 866-721-3300. That is 866-721-3300. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. That's NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Visit AmericanFinancing.net right now, 866-721-3300. Make sure that you have checked out all your options with regard to home refinancing, because now is maybe the best time in human history to refinance that house. AmericanFinancing.net, 866-721-3300. Alrighty, coming up. So we have the woke CIA making sure that people of all genders and gender fluidities feel comfortable in the CIA. Now we have the Army recruiting with lesbian wedding ads. I feel like things are getting a little weird. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet said, he's the drain. Third vet said, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General, producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So apparently when you recruit to America's governmental service, particularly services that have to do with defending and protecting American interests, you're not supposed to lead with the mission anymore. You're not supposed to lead with the service or what you are protecting or what makes America great. You're supposed to lead with personal fulfillment. That's what you're supposed to lead with, which is going to be a hell of a pitch. Like, I would love to see the Army recruitment statistics after these ads or the CIA recruitment statistics. Their new pitch is that the Army is a place where you go to find yourself personally, which again, nobody is arguing that you can't be gay or lesbian and be in the military at this point. That may have been an argument 30 years ago and an argument now. The question is, why is this the pitch for joining the Army? Why is lesbianism a pitch for joining the Army? I'm confused as to what this has to do with the mission. Are there a bunch of people out there who are like, oh man, to express my sexual orientation, I'm going to go join the United States Army and kill people and break things overseas. Weird take, U.S. Army.
Although I had a fairly typical childhood, took ballet, played violin, I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age. When I was 6 years old, one of my moms had an accident that left her paralyzed. Doctors said she might never walk again. But she tapped into my family's pride to get back on her feet, eventually standing at the altar to marry my other mom. With such powerful role models, I finished high school at the top of my class.
Hey, what does this have to do with the Army? Like, this is a college recruitment video, is it not? It's an HR video. Like, I honest to goodness don't understand what any of that has to do with joining. And look, you know, whatever, people have their various stories. But if you're recruiting people, I'm old enough to remember when the Army recruited people by saying that you were defending American freedom, right? That what you were doing is there are bad people out there, and we need people on that wall defending America from the bad guys who would hurt us. And that's a pretty good pitch for joining the Army. Most people who join the cops aren't joining the cops because they wish to express their sexual identity or because of their two lesbian moms, right? They're joining the cops because they want to protect and serve. The same thing is true of people in the Army. But again, we'll see if this is effective. Maybe they think that millennials are so shallow that the way that you actually appeal to them is not through an appeal to service. You appeal to them through some sort of personal fulfillment stuff. Weird take by the U.S. Army. The wokeifying of the military is one that I think a lot of people didn't see coming. Meanwhile, the Biden administration continues to proclaim that teaching critical race theory in America's schools is a good idea. Jen Psaki at the White House says critical race theory is great. We should teach the 1619 Project. That's reasonable. This administration is attempting to ram through the wokest of all available ideologies and force it into America's schools.
Without much detail of where he thinks our youth are being indoctrinated, it sounds very mysterious and dangerous. That, although I don't think we believe that educating the youth and leaders of the country on systemic racism is indoctrination. That's actually responsible.
Oh, it's responsible to indoctrinate everybody that America's systems are inherently racist, and we should use that system that is inherently racist to indoctrinate people that the system is inherently racist. This sort of stuff has infused every institution in American society. I have a new book coming out in July called The Authoritarian Moment, all about the takeover of America's institutions by the woke and what we can do about it. It is all of America's institutions. I was sent by a member of the American Medical Association their brand new organizational strategic plan to embed racial justice and advance health equity. It quotes Ibram X. Kendi repeatedly. The idea is that healthcare systems have to be created in compliance with the demands of racial advocates like Ibram X. Kendi. What does it mean for the American Medical Association to center and embed equity? Embedding racial justice and equity at the core of our AMA strategy means we value all people equally and create and sustain an optimal culture that supports effective action and ensures significant impact. Okay, that is a bunch of words that mean nothing. But the real idea here is that they are going to use affirmative action programs in medicine, which of course makes no sense because you don't care what color your doctor is. You care that your doctor can fix your broken leg. They're also going to shift the way that they encourage hospitals to be funded. They're talking about shifting various procedures. They're establishing a Center for Health Equity, which is basically just a payoff to the woke. all of this has, it's infused so much of our institutional culture, from the Army to the CIA to the American Medical Association. And then people wonder why it's like the Republicans aren't interested in Liz Cheney talking about January 6th right now. Maybe it's because the true threat to American freedoms don't lie in several hundred idiots invading the Capitol building. It lies in the most powerful institutions in American society picking up on the wokest, most divisive and polarizing stuff in American public life and then ramming it down on everybody who is operating inside those systems. Pretty incredible stuff. Already coming up, we're going to be talking with a member of Israeli Knesset about what is going on in Israel. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
It's 9931.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is Michal Cutler-Wunsch, international law expert, senior advisor on strategy and public policy, and former member of Knesset. Michal, thanks so much for joining the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
So, number one, what's the situation like where you are right now? Obviously, the rocket fire has been ongoing for days on end at this point.
You're right, Ben. In addition to the rocket fire, this actually started with a whole slew of fires that were, started actually last week already, what I would call eco-terrorism, and they're continuing, in fact, today. There's been several fires started all over the country. And of course, in addition to, you know, the rocket fire, I would say 70% of Israel's civilians, Arabs, Jews, Christians, Buddhists have been under fire for the last several days.
And so, you know, there are really two issues right now that are plaguing Israel and perhaps more that are cropping up. One is the rocket fire from Hamas. The other is the riots that are breaking out internally in Israel. The rocket fire from Hamas is obviously the more sort of spectacular video. But the more pressing issue is probably the riots from inside Israel, because there was genuinely a feeling inside Israel that Israeli Arab citizens are genuinely happy to be there, that by poll data, none of them actually want to join any sort of nascent state of Palestine. And yet when the rocket fire broke out from Hamas, there were widespread riots in places like Lod. Those continue. There are riots in Haifa. There are riots in a wide variety of Israeli cities. Can you tell us about those and where are those coming from?
So, Ben, I would say that there is incitement that, of course, Hamas is producing, and they are a result of both internal infighting within Hamas. Of course, the war for power between Hamas and the Palestinian Authority. And I would argue that there are also governments involved in this incitement, governments such as Turkey, such as Jordan, such as Iran, of course, all vying for the ability to, dictate reality, to decide what the equations should be in our war on terror. And it is a very important understanding that actually within Israel's citizenship, the voices of the muscular moderates have been really unheard over the last few days. The challenges to Israel's Jewish communities all over in Lod, especially in the mixed cities, Lod, Haifa, we've seen some, in addition to the riots, some synagogues be burnt down, some Torah scrolls be desecrated. And there's something that's very important that we understand, you know, and sometimes this gets sort of missed out when we address only terror. There is an underlying anti-Semitism that at the end of the day, unless we recognize, identify, expose, and combat. And thankfully for us today, we have the IRA working definition of anti-Semitism, which includes the delegitimization, demonization, and double standards against the state of Israel. And unless we identify anti-Semitism as part of the cause, the root cause, because you have these masses of prayers that because of Ramadan, in addition to the fasting and in addition to the sort of mosques that are used in order to create that kind of incitement, when there is that underlying anti-Semitism, at the end of the day, who is being targeted is Jews. And unless we acknowledge that that happens even in the state of Israel and address it in that way, then it's very difficult to expose the challenge that we face, not only in the state of Israel, certainly not only as Jews, Because at the end of the day, when we enable that kind of double standard, what we have is the weaponization of international law, the weaponization of human rights, the weaponization of the protection of all peoples that we expect, certainly trustees of international law and human rights. But by applying double standards in that way, they are undermining the very rules-based order that they stand for, that they are mandated to uphold, promote, and protect.
We're speaking with Michal Kotler-Wunsch, an international law expert and former member of Knesset. So, Michal, one thing that's kind of been fascinating to watch is that it really has been just the, I'd say, fringe radical left, not so fringe, but the radical left in the West that has been extremely vocal with regard to Israel's actions here. The Biden administration so far has said that Israel has the ability to defend itself, to the hue and cry of, you know, the squad over here, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes and Ilhan Omars and Rashida Tlaib. Two of the three are openly anti-Semitic. You've seen sort of the same thing, more moral equivalence coming out of Britain, oddly enough, but you've seen states like Austria that have actually come out in fairly strong solidarity with Israel. What's the international situation like for Israel right now in defending itself?
Look, at the end of the day, I think we're fighting this war on multiple levels, and the war that you're describing is one that we have to fight rigorously and together, because it's not just a war on Israel. It's an assault on the very foundational values of democracy. At the end of the day, that false moral equivalency that actually places a law-abiding democratic state alongside a terror, genocidal terror organization hell-bent on the annihilation of the state of Israel and of all Jews in the state of Israel, and by the way, they don't care who they're killing on the way, right? So there's a double a violation of international law. There's a double war crime in not only targeting Israel's citizens, but in doing so from densely populated areas of civilians in the Gaza Strip, endangering the civilians in Gaza, the children in Gaza. And unless the world is very clear on that, I would say that just understanding that the state of Israel, as any foreign country, has not only the right but the responsibility to protect its citizens, unless there is a much stronger, more vocal, stripping away of the moral equivalency between that genocidal terror organization and a democratic, law-abiding state, then I would argue that all democracies should be or brace themselves for the war from terror and on terror that has undermined foundational principles of the rules-based order. And at the end of the day, it is that moral equivalency. And I would turn to, not only international leaders, but to public all over the world to expose, first to identify, but to expose that moral equivalency. Because at the end of the day, if we enable it to get swept up in the proportionality, in the numbers game of how many dead are there on both sides, and we remind ourselves that Iron Dome is developed because we hold human life at such high respect and commitment that we have protected, created Iron Dome to protect all lives. So the numbers game is not the one we should be using. But ultimately, anybody who does not address that false moral equation at the end of the day is empowering the culture of impunity that enables not only Hamas, a genocidal terror organization, not only other organizations that utilize terror, but terror regimes throughout the world, Iran, other regimes. At the end of the day, it empowers the culture of impunity that the beneficiaries of that are the gravest violators of international law and human rights, and the victims of those gravest violators, the ones that deserve the protection of the rules-based order, are the ones that are paying the price.
All right, more with Michal Kotler-Wunsch, former member of Knesset, in just 1 second. First, let's talk about how you sleep. Helix Sleep. This is the best way to sleep. You get a mattress made just for you. Helix built a quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. If you like a mattress that's really soft or firm, if you sleep on your side or your back or your stomach, if you sleep really hot with Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste. Like me, just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. They will match you to a mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. I sleep on a Helix mattress, but you don't need to take my word for it. Helix was rated the best mattress of 2019 by both GQ and Wired magazine. Everything is made right here in America. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you try Helix and you don't like it, they'll pick it up right for you, no problem. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at helixsleep.com/Ben. My wife and I sleep on that Helix Sleep mattress. It is indeed magnificent because it was personalized. It was made just for us. You can have the exact same quality right now. Get $200 off your Helix Sleep mattress at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Again, that's helixsleep.com/Shapiro to get started. It's kind of amazing. The people who are still being treated as legitimate actors in all of this are not Hamas as much as the Palestinian Authority, as well as Iran. Mahmoud Abbas started this. I mean, this was begun by Mahmoud Abbas because he decided that he was going to declared that there were no elections at the end of April, and then he decided that he was going to start a round of violence in order to avoid the implications of the fact that he had canceled an election he was likely to lose to Palestinian Islamic Jihad and Hamas. Meanwhile, Palestinian Islamic Jihad in the Gaza Strip is openly acknowledging that the rocket technology that is currently being aimed at Israel is coming courtesy of Iranian dollars, and then the West continues to negotiate with Iran. It is fairly incredible that even when the West does sound off against something, the only thing they seem that they will sound off against is Hamas, even though Palestinian Authority is in fact a terror-backing group. Fatah is a terrorist group, and Iran is a terrorist regime.
So if there's a few things that you've said that are very, very important, and indeed, you are right. Mahmoud Abbas decided to call off that election, and instead of holding him to task for an election that he has delayed over and over again after being elected democratically and not holding an election for 17 years, what has happened as a result is actually this enablement of the very same culture of impunity that I was talking about before. And with regards to Iran, we have to remember that in the background, we have the negotiations over the JCPOA. Now, when the world does not hold Iran to task, not just for its development of nuclear weapons, but for its support of terror, for its violations, standing violation, daily violations of international law, of human rights, of women, of journalists. When that is what sort of enables a continued culture of impunity as part of the pictures, what's playing out in the state of Israel, then what played out in Jerusalem on the day that I was there, on Jerusalem Day, celebrating with thousands in the street celebrating Jerusalem's day as seven rockets were fired at the capital of the state of Israel. What is playing out is just a preview for Western democracies. And at the end of the day, unless countries, leaders of countries understand this very, very clearly, that just as anti-Semitism is the predictive example for disinformation, which the only way we can address is to do so together because it's a global challenge, what we see in Israel now is a predictive example for the onslaught on democracy from terror that we are all going to be in together. It's not about Israel. It's not about friends of Israel. It's about democracy. It's about the rules-based order. It's about international law principles and human rights that have been weaponized in this war for the hearts and minds. It's about the identification of the weaknesses of democracy in order to undermine it and utilize those what we perceive as strengths, what are used as weaknesses in order to undermine democratic values throughout the world.
Michal, one of the things that I think is so ironic about all of this is that the conflict that has just broken out basically just destroyed the possibility of a unity government that was about to include an Arab party. So there was an Arab party that was about to be joined in a government that was an anti-Netanyahu government. Basically, Israel is a very complex system. It's very odd. But the deal that was basically on the table and was expected to be greenlit this week was a deal between Yair Lapid, who is sort of a center to center left politician, and Naftali Bennett, who is a right wing politician. And it was going to include an Arab party as well, the Ram party. And that was going to be the new governing party in Israel, taking Bibi Netanyahu out of power. And now, because of all of the violence that's broken out and the Ram party's inability to speak to its own members about participating in acts of violence, The Yamina party, which is not Naftali Bennett's party, announced that they are no longer going to be in negotiations to even join that sort of a coalition. The irony here is that the people who have been destroying the possibility of Arab-Israeli unity are, in fact, the Palestinians, Hamas, and the international community.
You're right. It's the irony, but it's also the continuation of what happens throughout, right? The people actually destroying the possibility, and we would be remiss if we didn't mention the Abraham Accords in this regard. The Abraham Accords, their actual underlying potential paradigm shift, I'd say the pivot away from rejectionism to normalization, is the understanding that we have to flip the order. Not first peace, then negotiation, then recognition. No, that can't work anymore. If you take the three no's of Khartoum and you flip them around and say yes to recognition, yes to negotiation, yes to peace, and the order is critical because the recognition of the right of the state of Israel to exist as what it was founded to be, i.e. Jewish and democratic, that is fundamental to not only the paradigmal shift that enabled peace agreements with the UAE, with Bahrain, and so on, and we hoped would spread to additional countries, but with the Palestinians and internally within Israel between Arabs and Jews. And at the end of the day, if you for a moment think that that doesn't have to do with what we're seeing, right, that potential paradigm shift that could be realized and what's playing out in the Middle East and Iran, again, comes, of course, into, front and center when it comes to the commitment to destroy any opportunity for the realization of that paradigm shift. And so I'll come back to the muscular moderates because they exist in Israel as well, Arabs and Jews. And at the moment, the most important thing is actually to identify and to empower those muscular moderates. And in the state of Israel, ironically, you would not know it because we're in such political disarray. But ironically, I would argue that 80% of Israel's citizenship agrees on 80% of the issues 80% of the time. This is not a polarized society. And we are not a mirror image of what has happened in other countries. And in fact, what's missing is the political representation that enables those muscular moderates to create a unity government, not as a default, but as a goal. Unity that enables the very imperative discussions that we have not had as a young democracy, only 73 years old, with an indigenous people returned to an ancestral homeland after millennia of persecution and exile. We've got to practice the sovereignty muscle. And that piece of it, the discussions that we need to have to be based on a fundamental understanding that we align ourselves around the fact that the state of Israel has the legitimacy to exist as Jewish and democratic. That's what it was founded to be. Not democratic state of all its people. Not Jewish halakha state. A Jewish and democratic state. And from there, we need to begin to resolve all of our issues between Jews and Arabs, between ultra-Orthodox and secular, between Israel and diaspora Jewry. There are many fundamental issues that we need to resolve, but they have to be based first on, I would say, the lowest common denominator or the highest common denominator being the legitimacy of the state of Israel to exist as what it was founded to be, i.e. Jewish and democratic.
That's Michal Kotler-Wunsch, former member of Knesset International Law Expert. Really appreciate your time and your insight, and stay safe.
Thank you very much, Ben. Take care.
All righty. Coming up, we're going to be speaking with country music star Daryl Worley. He has some brand new moves that he is making on a humanitarian front that I think are a sort of picker-upper to end the week. First, let's talk about a simple fact. There are only two sure things in life, death and taxes. Well, now there is a third. If you are with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're spending too much money on your cell phone coverage, and you really should switch over to Pure Talk. In fact, Pure Talk saves the average family of four over $800 a year. Here's the best part. You don't have to sacrifice coverage because it's on the exact same network as one of those providers. Switching is simple. You can keep your phone, keep your number, or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. Right now, you can get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And if you go over on the data, they're not going to charge you for it. It's just one of the many reasons they've been named the top wireless provider by Consumer Affairs. From your cell phone, dial #250, say Ben Shapiro, you'll save 50% off your very first month. That is #250, say my name, Ben Shapiro, and you'll save 50% off your first month and hundreds of bucks down the road. Again, you don't need what these giant cell phone coverage providers are charging you for. They will charge you for unlimited data and tell you you need it. What you need is unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data for $30 a month. And if you go over, they're not going to charge you for it at Pure Talk USA. So stop with the fibs and stop with the prevarications from your cell phone provider. Get a better deal at Pure Talk USA. Dial #250, say Ben Shapiro on your cell phone, and the magic begins. Alrighty, coming up, we'll be joined by country music star Daryl Worley. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's The Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Daisy sheds like crazy. Our hairballs have hairballs.
My cat Mama, she has dandruff and an oily coat.
DINOVITE.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out.
You love your pets as much as I do. You want to do what's best for them.
Dynavite is a life changer. Lately, she's been a lot more playful, a lot more energetic, more active.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So I figured we'd do something inspirational to end the week. Joining us online to do something inspirational, actually, is country music star Daryl Worley. You know him, of course, from his biggest hit, Have You Forgotten? He has a brand new EP of songs about the topics of patriotism, love of country, family values, and he's bringing attention to the subject of veterans' suicide. Daryl, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Oh, man. Before we get started, let me tell you, I'm a huge fan, and I'm very thankful to be on today. So keep up the good work, and thank you for having us.
I really appreciate it. So why don't you talk a little bit about the new EP and what it's designed to do?
Well, I heard the song 22, and I'll give you just a little bit of background. It was written by a bunch of my friends, a guy by the name of Jared Blake, Randy Couture, who is a UFC Hall of Famer and a MMA guy, and then a fellow by the name of Eric Landis. And I got my hands on it through some friends of mine, and I just thought this song sounds like something that I would write because it's just the truth, and it's something that people need to hear. And so we decided, I had a lot of passion about the tune, and we decided to build a project around it. It had been a while since I put out a body of work that just, really promotes patriotism and support of our military. The songs are just really in your face. It's all about the truth. For me, at least, I feel that we should be diligent in supporting our military because it's kind of a family tradition for me. And I think it comes easier for people who grew up in it. So, we just put this project together to try to bring attention to, what's happening with our veterans and some of our, service people. 22 suicides a day, that's unacceptable. And so, that's the heaviest song on the project. The rest of it is really uplifting and good stuff. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to listen to any of it, but, I think people would absolutely love this, project, especially those who, share the same beliefs.
Well, Daryl Worley, the project is again 22, and it really is a really great piece of work. You're doing a lot of great work with the Daryl Worley Foundation. Maybe you can talk about how people can help out.
Yeah, it started off, the foundation started off just doing a lot of really good positive work in our community, our region here where I live. We're kind of out in the middle of nowhere in Southwest Tennessee, but it's far reaching now. We have events all over the country, and we help people from the east to the west. We have information on the website, DarylWorley.com, and then, you can go with links from there to the Daryl Worley Foundation and just check out what we're all about. But, we're always promoting that and asking for help in any way we can get it because we work hard to raise funds. But it's always great when you get the news that somebody just sent a check in. So that would be very much appreciated.
Well, definitely everybody should go check out the Daryl Worley Foundation, the 22 Project. It's not just the music EP. You also did a 6-8 episode hunting show. Do you want to talk about that for a moment?
Well, we do a couple of different, you know, we do some turkey hunting and some whitetail hunting up in Ohio. The guys that finance this thing, they also have a pretty large hunting lodge, and they do some outfitting. And so we had this idea to just have some veterans come up and hunt, and it turned into something really special. So eventually we want to compile all of the video footage from those different hunts and different events and make it part of this project. So you'd be able to, you know, either stream that or buy a DVD, however we've wind up figuring that out. But it's just, we just want to continue to show our support for these guys and gals and, you know, do some things that, make them know that we care and lift them up in a way, some way or another.
Well, Daryl Worley, really appreciate the good work you're doing. Really appreciate the music as well. Thanks so much for stopping by. It's wonderful to meet you.
Absolutely, Ben. Thank you.
All righty, folks. Well, we have reached the end of the week. Try and survive the weekend. There is good news. The good news is that apparently the lords and rulers of science have told you things that I've been telling you for weeks. So good news. If you're vaccinated, take off your mask, enjoy life. If you're not vaccinated, go out and get a vaccine and then go out and enjoy life. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Bipartisan effort underway in the Senate to rein in President Biden's war powers. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The legislation is co-sponsored by Democrat Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia and Republican Todd Young of Indiana. It would repeal two authorizations for the use of military force. The AUMFs, passed in 1992 and later in 2002, both related to the use of force against Iraq. The effort enjoys support from Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Democrat Bob Menendez. He says he'll bring it up for a vote at the committee's next business meeting, likely later this month or in early June. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, gasoline shortages spreading from the south. Runs on gas follow the ransomware attack that forced a shutdown of the nation's largest gasoline pipeline. Meanwhile, AAA spokesman Andrew Gross says gas will be delivered to hard-hit areas, but not right away.
You're going to be looking at a lot of gas flowing into areas like Southern Virginia, the Carolinas, Georgia, and Tennessee. But motorists in these areas can expect a few more days of limited fuel supply.
And he says while prices are averaging more than $3 a gallon, they will likely begin dropping once this crunch comes to an end.
We haven't seen prices this high in 6 years, but we're expecting the prices to now start to lower and go back to where they should be. You know, the upper 280s, the upper 290s.
In the meantime, a report now says Colonial Pipeline paid the hackers $5 million in cryptocurrency. Tech giants and governments around the world gathering to find better ways to stop extremist violence from spreading online while also respecting freedom of expression. It's all part of a global effort started by New Zealand and France 2 years ago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The world says to man up. What does God say? To be a man and rise up in society, you can't leave God on the sidelines. It requires showing up, being present, standing up, speaking truth. In his powerful and long-awaited sequel to the instant bestseller, Kingdom Man, Tony Evans' Kingdom Men Rising challenges men to rise up for what they believe in. Kingdom Men, we must rise. Find out more at TonyEvans.org.
New from Tony Evans, sponsored by the Urban Alternative.
A new national terrorism alert warning that violent extremists may try to take advantage of easing the pandemic restrictions to conduct attacks. The alert does not cite any specific threat. Honda swinging into the black in the first quarter of this year, recording a $2 billion profit, that despite the lingering impact of the pandemic.
The results mark a reversal from a $270 million loss in the same quarter last year. Quarterly sales rose nearly 5%. Tokyo-based Honda's profit rose 44% in the fiscal year that ended in March. Annual sales slipped nearly 12%, but cost cuts supported its bottom line.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, the results better than its internal forecast. The company said its vehicle sales rose in Asia but fell in the U.S. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Stay-at-home restrictions because of the pandemic creating some new internet stars. How about TikTok cooks?
There have been more than 15 billion food posts on TikTok.
Begin with laying bacon onto an oven tray.
One of the breakout stars has been Harry Heal. He lives in Dubai.
It's pretty straightforward, the stuff that I'm doing. So I think when people are watching my videos, they actually think, oh, I could recreate that.
Heal says the attraction to his videos may not all be about food.
A lot of my followers think I sound like Thor.
Social media professor Crystal King says there is a new type of celebrity chef.
It's really amazing to watch people that just love food be able to reach the masses in a way that you used to only be able to do through the Food Network.
I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials gaining 360 points, the NASDAQ up 304. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
You know, I remember doing media appearances during the Ebola virus scare we had in the United States years ago when the president was one Barack Obama. And I remember during those media appearances on various networks, people encouraging you, hey, stay calm, don't get anybody too worried, despite the fact that the fatality rate from the Ebola virus was really, really high. You know what's odd? How we've gone from when Obama was president under SARS and Ebola, when SARS happened as well, to everybody stay calm, to now everybody panic all the time, every day, like almost a cult, despite the fact that there's almost no science whatsoever to back up your panic. How did that happen? Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Let's get right to it. Before we do it, Producer Joe, today is Friday.
Yeah.
So if you wouldn't mind getting the audience kind of in the mood a little bit today, sir.
It's Friday!
Sorry. You gotta stop laughing at me. You're never supposed to laugh at your own jokes. Or like these
well,
random, I'm not supposed to laugh.
It's funny.
it is funny. All right, Joe, let's go. There we go. All right, buddy. So, I remember this vividly. I was doing cable commentary at the time. Years ago, Barack Obama was president. We had a big Ebola virus scare. Ebola, where the fatality rate, you know, is well above 50% for people who contract this deadly virus, you know, like liquefies internal organs and stuff. It's a pretty nasty virus, right? I remember vividly back in the day, everyone, we don't need to panic, TV commentator. Nobody should panic. TV commentators and producers and bookers telling you on the air,
We don't need to panic. Everybody don't panic. Don't instill panic. If you still instill panic, we may pull you off the air. We don't want panic. We don't want to be responsible for panic. So how did the we don't want anybody to panic thing change so quickly to now everybody needs to panic all the time? How did that happen? Why did that happen? Let's think. Let's think about that. Okay, I thought. It happened that it's pretty obvious because Donald Trump was president during the coronavirus pandemic. And when SARS hit and the Ebola virus hit the United States, and granted, it wasn't the Ebola virus was relatively contained here and it was very well contained. Barack Obama was president. So if people went on the air and panicked without the science to back it up and said things when Obama was president, like, you're all going to die. Ebola everywhere, all the time, masks, biohazard suits, alcohol baths, every day, all the time, level 62 protection gear with oxygen masks on, all the time, don't leave your house, then it would have made Obama look like an incompetent failure. Even when SARS did rip through the United States, killed quite a few people, I don't know if you remember, but even with SARS, it was like nobody panicked. As a matter of fact, I pulled this gem up from back in the day. I thought about this, you know, before the show. I got to put this little, like, mattifier stuff on my face so I don't sweat all over and look like I'm under a police interview stuff. Why do we talk about this stuff on here? Because I love you guys. You need to know everything, right? It's the best part about being part of the show. So I'm in there, mattifier, doing the thing, doing the thing. And I'm like, I specifically remember Joe Biden. When the SARS outbreak, when Joe Biden was vice president under Obama, I remember you couldn't have panic because it would make Obama look bad. Despite the fact that SARS was very serious, Joe Biden was in an interview, I believe, with Matt Lauer, and Joe Biden said something to the effect of, hey, you know, air travel with SARS, because it was a respiratory virus like coronavirus. He said, that may not be a good idea. You know, you're in a tube and stuff, people sneeze. And he said this, if you want to look at PolitiFact, this is when fact checkers tried to pretend to be fact checkers, even though they were never fact checkers. Here, this is in, watch PolitiFact try to run cover for Joe Biden. This is from April 2009. Joe Biden, quote, when one person sneezes, it goes all the way through the aircraft. So Obama's president, SARS is breaking out. Joe Biden says, hey, this aircraft thing, you know, this could be bad. You sneeze in an aircraft, someone's got SARS, it could spread throughout the aircraft. So, you know, PolitiFact, again, pretending to be fact checkers back in the day, had to run cover right away. Why? Because you didn't want panic because Obama was president. And PolitiFact actually fact checked Joe Biden and rated this pants on fire. Pants on fire. Aircraft travel during SARS, a respiratory virus, folks, put pants on fire. This is perfectly safe. Obama's president. No panic, folks. None. Nobody can panic. Now this is really strange. The CDC yesterday issuing their guidance where they're, air quotes here, folks, we hate the air quotes, they're allowing vaccinated people to take off their masks. No one's asking permission, by the way. We don't work for the CDC. The CDC is nowhere in the Constitution, unless there's been an amended version I missed. Anybody on the show catch that? The amended Constitution, the CDC takes over?
Yeah.
Gee, no, Joe? No? Joe missed it too. Mm. Okay, nobody's seen that. Me either, Paula. No, Paula either. So this is really strange how the CDC is now allowing us to take off masks if we've been vaccinated outside. But they're still maintaining a mask requirement on planes, even though when Joe Biden said that a respiratory virus, if someone sneezes on a plane, it could create a dangerous situation, PolitiFact said, no, that's basically a lie. Matter of fact, not only is it a lie, they rated it pants on fire. So is air travel with respiratory viruses and sneezing and people in the tube, is it dangerous or is it not? Because the CDC now seems to be implying, even if you're vaccinated, that you're under some kind of danger in an aircraft, even though when Biden implied that in 2009 when Obama was president, the PolitiFact, the fact checkers, which is hilarious, jumped in to say, no, pants on fire, pants and fuego. So yesterday, again, the CDC issues guidance saying, wow, you vaccinated folks, you can finally take off your masks inside. And the left is freaking out. I haven't seen PolitiFact or anyone come in and say, hey, what's this thing about aircraft? If we're vaccinated and the vaccine works, then what's the point? The left is losing their mind. So here's a guy, Michael Osterholm, who's had a tough time with the coronavirus, been on the wrong side of a couple things here. Here he is on MSNBC, where they're in love with the police state and the mask fascists out there. They're in love with them, and they're terrified that the CDC has said, finally, correctly so, after months of wavering, that, you know, if you're vaccinated, you probably don't need it. Either, folks, does the vaccine work or not? Whether you take it or not is your bag of donuts. You do you. I am not here to tell you what to do with your body at all. Everybody got that? I want to be absolutely clear on that. But I am here to tell you, if the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, is saying on one hand the vaccine is very effective, but on the other hand, wear a mask because you're in danger, those two things can't coexist. Again, to MSNBC, I'm going to play Osterholm in a minute. And to the others leftists who are freaking out now that people are, the CDC's recommending they don't need masks anymore. Do you understand how those things can't coexist? Either the vaccine is effective or you're at risk and you need a mask. What is it? There's like a jujitsu going on here. Here's Osterholm on MSNBC, who entirely misses the point. That if the CDC's right and the vaccine is effective, you're not at risk. So why do you care what someone else is doing? I'm just asking. Check this out.
The challenge is going to be now we're worried that everyone's going to say, I've been vaccinated, and everyone will drop their mask in. So the next question is going to be is, how are we going to know if people are vaccinated? If you're sitting close to someone at a restaurant or next to them in a theater, how are you going to know that they're not just kind of fibbing a little bit here about whether they're vaccinated or not? And I think that's going to be the really next big question is, do we do these immune passports? Do we, you know, I gave up my eyeballs and my fingerprints to clear so I could get on and off an airplane sooner. Will people do that so that you can feel confident that the person you're sitting next to without a mask is, in fact, vaccinated?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I got an easy pass, too, when I lived in New York because it was more convenient to go through the easy pass lane. But I wasn't forced to get an easy pass. There's still a cash lane if I don't want to be tracked by easy pass. I made that choice knowing easy pass could probably, and probably does, by the way, track people if they're needed, if it's needed for you to be tracked, right? That's not what these people like Osterholm are suggesting. They're suggesting some government-sponsored effort to lock people out of their big R constitutional right to assemble, to move around in public, if they make a choice to get a vaccine or to not. Is he missing this? So that's point number one that's beyond ridiculous. He doesn't seem to understand big R God-given rights, Michael Osterholm, which is totally unsurprising. But his second point is totally absurd and defeats the point of a vaccine. And the CDC, the CDC's telling, am I missing this? Fellas, am I missing this? Is the CDC not telling everyone to get a vaccine? They are, right?
Yeah.
I'm not missing this, right?
Yeah, you're cool.
I'm not crazy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Yeah.
The CDC, get this vaccine. It's super effective. And then this guy goes on TV and MSNBC, Osterholm, Mikey, and he's like, if I'm in a theater and I'm vaccinated, I don't know if the guy next to me really was vaccinated or not. He could be lying. Are we getting this? Are you all picking up what I'm putting down here? Why do you care? If the vaccine works, why do you care if the guy next to you lied about getting the vaccine? You're telling me it works. Why do you care? It's like we're living in some bizarre cult right now of stupid, where depending on your politics, the rules of nature change. If you're a Democrat, the vaccine works and you must get it. Also, if you're a Democrat, the vaccine doesn't work because other people might not get vaccinated and give you the virus even though you've been vaccinated. If Barack Obama is the president, don't panic when the deadly SARS virus breaks. Ever. No mask mandates, nothing, because it'll make Obama look bad. Everybody freaking out. But when Trump's president, everybody panic. Wear a mask everywhere. And make sure you instill panic in the media by telling everyone, even people who've been vaccinated, and a vaccine you're swearing works, make sure you tell everyone that they're still at risk from other people who might not get vaccinated.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Do you know that about 20% of all U.S. dollars were created in 2020? Yeah, most people don't know that. What do you think the effect of all those newly printed dollars will lead to? Inflation? Maybe. It certainly won't lead to the dollar becoming more valuable. In the past, people have purchased gold and silver as a hedge against inflation. That's because gold and silver have increased in value as the purchasing power of the dollar decreases. Buying real gold and silver, the kind you can hold in your hands, is much easier than you think. You can have it delivered securely or privately to your home, or even put real gold and silver in your IRA or 401k. If you are at all concerned about the value of the dollar continuing to decrease or the risk of inflation, you should call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group sells real gold and silver for the lowest prices possible. Call 833-928-GOLD. They will answer all your questions and send you their precious metals investment guide. Get gold you can hold, or get real gold in your IRA or 401k today. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-928-GOLD.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Earth Justice is a national legal nonprofit defending the planet and its people for nearly 50 years. Earth Justice has 150 full-time lawyers fighting in court for our planet's future and representing all clients free of charge. Until people come before profit, all energy is clean, the wild is truly free, and justice stands for all. Earth Justice will never rest. Learn more at earthjustice.org/neverrest. Earth Justice, because the earth needs a good lawyer.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Our friends at Chamonix have extended their amazing Mother's Day sale for one more week. Now you have one more chance to get the greatest skincare products in the world at a once-in-a-lifetime special promotion. Order the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness and get the Jawline Treatment and Zotique Deep Correcting Serum absolutely free. And as a surprise Mother's Day gift, Genucel will also include their legendary Genucel XV Anti-Wrinkle Treatment and Moisturizer, also free. That's three free gifts when you order today. Treat yourself to the greatest skincare that money can buy. Chamonix promises you'll see results within 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to Genucel.com or call now 800-525-6553. 800-525-6553. And as a special gift, every order is upgraded to free priority shipping. Three free gifts with your Genucel order today. Don't wait, call or click now. 1 week only. Call or click now. Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. Here's Nicole Wallace at MSNBC again, losing her mind in a typical Nicole Wallace meltdown, one of the five dumbest people in the media. Nicole Wallace can't believe it that the CDC would dare say if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask indoors. She's losing her mind over this. Check this out.
I mean, why is it controversial? I understand, you know, a right to privacy and a right to freedom, but I don't have a right to go to my workplace unvaccinated. I don't have a right to send my kid to school without testing him to make sure he doesn't become a vector for disease. I mean, has this debate gone too far? Sure, you can do what you want, but it doesn't mean you get to go on with your pre-pandemic life if you're not willing to carry your burden in society.
Nicole Wallace is wondering why people still have rights. Typical. Keep in mind, Nicole Wallace once pretended to be a Republican. And then when she can sell out and go get a job at MSNBC, cash that check, she went on and became a Democrat. Here's some more tweets. Tom Elliott. This is a bunch of leftists melting down, responding to the CDC after, again, they said if you get vaccinated, you probably don't have to wear a mask indoors. They're losing their minds. They can't believe it. Here's a guy, Daniel Newman. He's got a blue check mark, so he's definitely smarter than all of us. He says, how stupid. Now literally almost no one will wear a mask again. You can't enforce masks for only some people with the honor system. Why would the CDC put this out before enough people have gotten vaccinated? Daniel Newman, again, he doesn't understand logical fallacies because he's probably not that bright. I don't know, Daniel, but maybe not that smart. Here's another one. I won't say their names, but here are a bunch of liberals again. He says, so we're just going to use the honor code here? Of course everyone's going to say they're vaccinated. Dude, do you believe the vaccine works or not? If it works, why do you care? The only honor system, if you are a pro-vaccine dude and you're like, this vaccine is the greatest thing ever, right? That's your opinion, and it works so good. The only honor system that matters to you then is that you got it, right? Works. Other people can't affect me. Why does it matter what other people do? Here's another one. Sorry, but no. Too many people have not been fully vaccinated and post 2 weeks are still running around like fools. We're all fools. Here's another one. This is the last one, right? I always lose count. Here's another one. Honestly, I think we should keep everything locked down as tightly as possible until it's completely gone. Apparently unfamiliar with the fact that no virus on planet Earth is completely gone ever. She says, every time the risk level in my area has gone down, people just started acting like everything is over and the risk shoots way back up. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the geniuses we're dealing with on the left right now. One final note on this. You know, Ronald Reagan had an expression. What is it? If we can't make them see the light, we can make them feel the heat. And we're going to do a quick posting W segment a little bit, posting our wins, because I don't want to leave you all with bad news all the time. There's a lot of good stuff going on. We are winning in a lot of areas. We're winning here, too. Your calls, your emails, and your pressure on these outrageous teachers unions, which have screwed over America, cost our kids a year of education based on no science whatsoever, have now started to feel the heat. And they saw the light, too. That's why I started that way. Wall Street Journal opinion article. Randy Weingarten, the broken teachers union head who has, you know, had a big part in keeping your kids out of school, costing them a year of education and massive productivity later in life. Randy Weingarten sees the light. The teachers union chief finally says schools can open next fall. Thanks, Randy. Thank you. You're only about a year and a half too late. Thanks much. Can't make them see the light. Can make them feel the heat. Folks, we're figuring it out, okay? Conservatives are figuring it out. Liberals had the organization game down a long time ago. Why? Because liberals are inherently the Borg, right? You know the Borg from Star Trek? I don't watch Star Trek. I've never seen the Borg, but I've heard about the Borg. That's why I use this example of the Borg. Because the Borg, they have this hive mind, right? They all think with this hive mentality. If I'm wrong, Star Trekies, correct me. He's a Star Wars guy. Me too. Don't like Star Trek that much. Not bad. Don't hate Star Trek. Don't know much about it. But the Borg thinks with a hive mind. Liberals are Borg. They think like the hive mind. Their liberal masters tell them what to do. They're naturally collectivists. Soviets, communists are collectivists. That's why it's called collectivism. They collect everything from others and redistribute it to their political buddies. That's what collectivism is. So they think like that and they organize like that. We're figuring it out. We're not becoming collectivists, thank the Lord, and I'm not using his name in vain, but we are figuring out the organizing side. Parents are showing up at school board meetings, kicking out crap school boards. Parents are reading what their kids send home in this critical racism theory where schools are teaching their kids to be racist. And they're saying, no, not today. Schools are saying, we're going to keep your kids out of school. We're not going to do anything from home. We're going to fake Zoom teaching for a while. And you know what? Parents are like, yeah, we're not really going to do that. Our kids are going to go back to school. Take a little bit of a bow. We are learning to fight back.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Whether you're ready to pop the question or mark a special occasion, find jewelry as unique as her with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. Shop online and choose from thousands of options in this season's top trends, including Italian gold, multicolored gemstones, and classic pearls. Or build your own diamond jewelry with online tools that seamlessly walk you through the process. Choose from over 100,000 ethically sourced GIA-graded diamonds in every shape and size with an endless selection of settings to help you design the ring, earrings, pendant of her dreams. Not perfect? No problem. Shop stress-free with guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make the moment sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And Dan Bongino Show listeners will receive $50 off your purchase over $500. That's code Bongino, B-O-N-G-I-N-O. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. Find your forever piece at BlueNile.com and use code Bongino.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
James Brown and Bill Cowher welcoming you back to Dennis Melvin's house. It's time for the Midnight Snack Run.
This is one tricky obstacle course. Sticking to healthy habits in this kitchen is going to take focus and determination, but it can be done, JB.
He's already entered the snack part of the course, and he's eyeballing a jar of chocolate candy.
That is tempting right off the start.
Uh-oh, he's reaching, Bill, but he pushes it away.
Great stiff arm.
He's approaching a plate of delicious-looking iced cookies.
Oh, Dennis, you only want one of those.
He blows right by him for the apple.
Oh, the fridge. It's make or break time, JB.
He stares down some rich-looking treats. Uh-oh. Looks like he's headed for the soda. Wait, he jukes left, grabs a water bottle, and shuts the door with his elbow in record time.
Unbelievable move. I gotta see that again.
And he's out. He even turned off the light.
That's the way you execute a midnight snack run.
Stand Up to Cancer and Rally want you to reduce your risk for cancer.
Go to TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Furnished by Stand Up to Cancer.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. All right, I promised yesterday I would mention quickly, given all that's going on. It's a heavy news day, so I got to get to this stuff. It's really important. What was going on in Israel and the Iranian support of the Hamas war on the state of Israel right now. And I said to you that there's a real reason, an important critical reason that gets left out of the conversation a lot as to why the Iranians want a nuclear bomb. And it relates to this global instability we've seen since Joe Biden, who's weak and is a big wuss, got into office. And everybody sniffs out a wuss internationally. And that's why when you act like a wuss, we have to use strength. When you act strong, we don't have to use strength. That's the irony of strength. When you act strong, because we are strong, the United States, we rarely have to follow up with actually using that strength. It reminds me of when I was a kid. There was this guy. He was a rather big guy. He rarely fought ever, but everybody was afraid of him. No one knew if this kid could actually fight. He probably couldn't. He was a little overweight, carrying a few, rocking a few LBs extra, maybe about 100 LBs. But he was a big dude, and nobody wanted to fight this dude because he was bigger than them. No one knew if the guy could fight. He probably couldn't. But everybody left him alone because he appeared strong. See, that's what Trump did. He knew the United States military was strong. We acted that way. And we didn't have a war in the Middle East breaking out. But we have that now because Biden's a wuss and everybody smells a wuss. So the Iranians, who are helping in this ongoing attack on Israel, which could, and I hope it doesn't, lead to the outbreak of a genuine hot war right now, they want a nuclear bomb for a reason. And Biden wants to get back on the path to giving it to them. Well, the first one's obvious. It's a devastatingly effective, tragically effective weapon. Can kill a lot of people quickly. That's the obvious one. But the second one's important, and I don't want you to forget this. Folks, countries around the world learned a very valuable lesson after the Iraq wars. And the lesson was this: do not toy with the United States of America. No, I'm serious. You may say, oh, of course, that sounds kind of basic. No, 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 I'll explain a little bit more in a second. Saddam Hussein genuinely thought he had a chance against the United States in a traditional land war. He did. He wouldn't have done it otherwise. There are other countries who believe that, too, that the United States was largely a paper tiger, since in Vietnam things didn't end so well for us. Now, the reasons there are manifold, but that's another topic for another day. But there was a thought out there, an undercurrent, that, you know what, maybe the United States is kind of a paper tiger, and all this military might, not so much. Well, that got dispelled quickly when in Iraq War I, which, again, I didn't agree with these. I ran, actually, for office against these things. But we wiped them out pretty fast. And the reason we did is because they didn't have a nuclear weapon. There's a reason we haven't wiped out the North Koreans or any other nuclear-powered country. It's because we don't want to get involved in a nuclear war. So the lesson from the Iraq War was simple. Do not toy with the United States in a land war, and don't give up your nukes no matter what. This was actually used against John Bolton with the whole Libya fiasco when he brought it up and the North Koreans picked up on it. Libya, you know, their nuclear weapons, give them up, all of a sudden Libya falls. People notice this stuff. They're not stupid, obviously. The Iranians want a nuclear bomb because they know there will be a Cold War that goes on forever because there's very little the United States can do to a nuclear-armed country without engaging in nuclear war. And Biden's on the path to giving it to him. So we have another North Korea situation on our hands, where for 4, 5, and 6 decades, we're in a standoff, guns to each other's heads, with nuclear weapons neither one of us can use without causing a global calamity. And Biden wants to give it to him because he's an idiot. I said I'd get to that yesterday, so Guy reminded me this morning. I didn't want to forget. All right, moving on to some better news. And by the way, did you notice how conspicuously silent the Arab world is right now? I thought they were all about the Palestinians. You haven't seen any international outcry, right? Why? That's because the Arab world knows Hamas are a bunch of terrorists who cause chaos wherever they go. Do you notice how quiet they are right now? Really weird, right? All right, some good news. It's time for Ron DeSantis strikes again. I told Guy to draw up this handy-dandy DeSantis strikes again, because we love Ron DeSantis. In my opinion, if someone named Trump doesn't run in 2024, how he's not the top candidate, top tier, level one, major league candidate, I don't know who would be at this point. New York Post, story will be in my newsletter today. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to pardon anyone charged for defying COVID rules. I want to add one more thing quick to Ron DeSantis. The cruise industry is pressuring him down here in Florida. I live in Florida. He is my governor. He's terrific. They're pressuring him to get rid of the COVID passports as well. They're saying, listen, we want to do the COVID passports. We want to make people feel safe on our cruises. So get rid, because DeSantis has said no COVID passports in Florida. Good, which is good. He actually believes in civil liberties. And the cruise industry, folks, they make a lot of money down here in Florida. Fort Lauderdale ports and elsewhere, they pick people up. The cruise industry is saying, you know, we may not pick people up at your ports if you don't do coronavirus vaccine passports. DeSantis is like, double barrel, middle finger, folks. Don't care. We're not caving to your corporate interests. Good for Ron. Good governor here, folks. Terrific governor. We're going to stay on the Ron DeSantis thing, too, because we don't need to lionize or make golden calves out of anyone, but we should reward politicians that do the right thing. Reward them with positive coverage because they need it. They're only human beings. If they do positive stuff and we ignore them or crap on them all the time, then they're not going to do positive stuff. And when they do crappy stuff, I haven't seen anything crappy from Ron, but if it does, we got to call that out too. That's our job. That's our job as an informed citizenry.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Our friends at Chamonix have extended their amazing Mother's Day sale for one more week. Now you have one more chance to get the greatest skincare products in the world at a once-in-a-lifetime special promotion. Order the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness and get the jawline treatment and Zotique Deep Correcting Serum absolutely free. And as a surprise Mother's Day gift, Genucel will also include their legendary Genucel XV anti-wrinkle treatment and moisturizer, also free. That's three free gifts when you order today. Treat yourself to the greatest skincare that money can buy. Chamonix promises you'll see results within 12 hours, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to Genucel.com or call now 800-525-6553. 800-525-6553. And as a special gift, every order is upgraded to free priority shipping. Three free gifts with your Genucel order today. Don't wait. Call or click now. 1 week only. Call or click now. Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DINOVITE.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Do you know that about 20% of all U.S. dollars were created in 2020? Yeah, most people don't know that. What do you think the effect of all those newly printed dollars will lead to? Inflation? Maybe. It certainly won't lead to the dollar becoming more valuable. In the past, people have purchased gold and silver as a hedge against inflation. That's because gold and silver have increased in value as the purchasing power of the dollar decreases. Buying real gold and silver, the kind you can hold in your hands, is much easier than you think. You can have it delivered securely or privately to your home, or even put real gold and silver in your IRA or 401k. If you are at all concerned about the value of the dollar continuing to decrease or the risk of inflation, you should call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group sells real gold and silver for the lowest prices possible. Call 833-928-GOLD. They will answer all your questions and send you their precious metals investment guide. Get gold you can hold, or get real gold in your IRA or 401k today. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-928-GOLD.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. All right, this is a great article. Forgive me if it's a little wonky. It's really not, but it's important. It's a Friday. I feel like, you know what, we got to put something wonky in the show this week because it's important you walk away and say, hey, I have to know why I believe these things. You know, we say a lot, you know, tax cuts are good. Well, are they good? I mean, us as conservatives should rely on the facts. Are they good? Do they work? The answer is yes, they do work. Why? Here's a great piece by Phil Graham and Mike Salon in today's Wall Street Journal opinion piece. It's called The Biden Tax Mirage. I'm going to go through it this way. I've got four screenshots from it. A few of them are short. One of them is about a paragraph. They destroy every liberal piece of propaganda about taxes you have ever heard in your life in this one piece. I can't recommend it enough in my show notes today. Copy the link, screenshot the article, keep it handy, because your leftist friends will not know what to say when you quote it. So here's liberal propaganda myth number one they destroy in this piece. You'll hear liberals say often, and once you hear this, you'll never miss it now. You'll hear it on TV all the time. They'll say, listen, high tax rates are a good thing. We had tax rates as high as 90% in the 50s and 60s for the rich. And look, prosperity was really high in the 50s and early 60s. Folks, there are a couple truths embedded in that lie. Yes, there was a top tax rate in the 1950s and 60s of 90%. That is absolutely true. Second, yes, the 1950s and 60s saw tremendous prosperity. So you may be saying to yourself, Dan, well, if liberals go on TV and say that, what's the lie? They're telling the truth, right, Dan? High tax rates in the 50s and 60s, high prosperity. Folks, the problem with those tax rates in the 50s and 60s is nobody actually paid them. Wall Street Journal, screenshot number one. Yes, the top tax rate of 91% in 1962 applied to families with joint incomes in today's dollars of $3.38 million. So yes, there was a 91% tax rate for millionaires in the 1960s. But after the deductions and credits, you know how many people paid that tax rate, folks? Only 447 filers out of 71 million paid any taxes at that top tax rate. So if your point is a 90% tax rate is really good because it led to prosperity, you would think people would have actually paid it, but no one did. There was only 447 people out of all of the people eligible for that tax rate that actually paid it. So when your liberal buddies tell you that, hey, we had high taxes in the 50s and 60s, we had great prosperity, did anybody actually pay those taxes? No, nobody actually did. So you want a tax rate nobody pays? So you want less taxes? Is that what you're saying? Again, I'm just trying to walk through logic like we did in the beginning with the vaccine. The vaccine's super effective, but you better still wear a mask. Here's liberal myth number two. You'll hear this on TV a lot, too. You know, the rich paid so much more in taxes in the 60s and 70s, and we had this really great era of prosperity. Okay, the problem is none of that's actually true. When you look at this chart again in the Wall Street Journal article, you see this odd phenomenon. This is a chart, folks, data. You may say, oh, this is all made up. This is clearly a Republican think tank. No, actually, the source of the data is the Joint Committee on Taxation for the U.S. government and the Urban Institute Brookings Institution, which is left-leaning, folks, if you pay attention to my show. You get the You get the wink and a nod there. You'll notice that when the top tax rate was 90%, that the top 10% and top 1% paid less than they paid when the tax rate plunged to 28% and then down in the 30s where it is now. They pay more when the tax rates went down. I know that's hard for liberals to process. Facts, data, but the tax rates, they were high. Why didn't we get more taxes? Because everybody avoided those taxes. They invested their money in tax-free bonds. Tax-free, no taxes. I know, libs, I know this is hard. And then when the tax rates went down, people are like, oh, all right, this tax rate's pretty reasonable. I'm not going to spend $1 million on fancy accounts. I'd rather just pay the tax. So they paid more in taxes. I know that's hard. Charts, data, crazy. But the rich actually paid more as the rates went down. Down. Tax rates down, rich pay more. Tax rates down, rich pay more. Very hard for liberals to process. Here's the third myth, another particularly pernicious one, a pernicious one that I just never hear go away. Well, Reagan cut taxes dramatically, and the rich got a break and tax revenue collapsed. Okay, the problem is none of that's actually true. Again, here, screenshot three from the Wall Street Journal. Remarkably, while the top marginal rate fell from 91% in 1962, to 28% 1988 under Reagan, the percentage of income actually paid in income and payroll taxes by the top 1% and 10% of filers rose to 21% 19% from 16 and 14 respectively. Here, listen to this last part. As the top tax rate fell by two-thirds, the percentage of income paid in federal income and payroll taxes by the top 1% and 10% of earners rose by a third. Guys, again, I know the libs in the audience. I know you have a really hard time with this stuff. But again, given that Joe Biden is getting ready to push for ridiculously high tax hikes, don't you want to know if those tax hikes are actually going to raise revenue from the people you say it's going to? Of course you don't, because you're sociopaths. You just want to hurt people and take more of their money, even though you won't get it because they'll hide it. Flipperuski, page two. One final myth busted in this terrific piece. You'll hear liberals say all the time, folks, we need a taxation system more like Europe, where the rich pay their fair share. Oh, I agree. Yes, we do. Damn, what are you, some kind of socialist? You're saying we need to be more like Europe, where the rich pay their fair share? Yeah, because wealthy people who create income and jobs in this country actually pay less as a percentage of their income in Europe. So, yes, let's absolutely be like Europe. Dan, that can't be true. Liberals said we need to be more like Europe. Liberals lie all the time. That's why I'm not a liberal. Here, from the journal piece. The OECD has found that high-income Americans already bear a higher relative share of their income tax burden than the rich do in other developed nations. I thought we heard the rich don't pay as much here. That's a lie. The top 10% of Americans earn about 33% of all earned income, but pay 45% of all income taxes. That progressivity ratio of 1.35 is far higher than the German ratio of 1.07, the French ratio of 1.1, and the Swiss ratio of 1. As a percentage of their income, the top 10% of earners in Germany, France, and Sweden paid 21, 19, and 26% less than the top 10% in America. So, yes, let's absolutely be more like Europe and cut taxes on high-income earners and job creators in this country. Sounds great to me. Again, facts. I know that's troublesome to our leftist friends who can't really do that kind of stuff. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. It's been a really busy week. Of course, we had a lot going on this week, and I appreciate your patience with everything going on in the show. Again, two simple requests. Please set your DVR now. I announced my new show on the Fox News Channel starting Saturday, June 5th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Finally, my own show. I don't know what's going to happen there. They have a teleprompter. I don't know how useful it'll be, but it should be fun. Set your DVRs now, June 5th, if you can. 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you wouldn't mind, Please subscribe to my show on the podcast channel you choose to listen to. There's Spotify, Apple, there's Amazon and others. I can't, you know, dictate where you listen. But I would really appreciate if you would follow us. We're lagging a little bit behind on subscriptions. Not listens. You all are listening. But the subscriptions help us a lot. They help us move up the charts. And it helps us keep our marketing budget low. So we'd really appreciate it if you'd be willing to help us out. It'd mean a lot. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I'll see you all on Monday.
Good day, sir!
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through Benson Scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. White House says reports of migrant children being held on buses for days at a time being investigated. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
According to NBC News, migrant children have been held on buses for extended periods of time in a Dallas parking lot outside an HHS facility. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said those reports are
outrageous, they're unacceptable, and they do not meet our standard for child care.
She said there's no excuse for this kind of treatment and that it's being fully investigated. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ireland's health service shutting down its IT systems after being targeted in a ransomware attack. Authorities say the move is simply a precaution and appointments for vaccinations not affected. It's unclear just how wide that disruption may be. Health service experts say they're in the very early stages of fully understanding the threats. Also at townhall.com, the governors of Virginia and Maryland have joined many other states in lifting indoor mask mandates after the CDC said Americans who are fully vaccinated do not have to wear masks in most settings. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam announced the update in a video message saying that Virginia residents who are fully vaccinated no longer have to wear masks in most situations, but businesses in the state may still choose to require masks in their establishment, and masks will still be required in schools. In Maryland, Republican Governor Larry Hogan announced in a news conference Friday that the state's mask mandate will officially be lifted on Saturday to move in line with the updated CDC guidance. Masks will still be required on public transportation, in schools, and in healthcare settings, and private businesses may still require customers to wear masks. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
As a follower of Christ, you are created and called for greatness, now more than ever before. In his powerful sequel to the bestseller, Kingdom Man, Tony Evans' Kingdom Men Rising calls men to break free of apathetic faith, to take a stand, do more than just exist. You have been called to rise up and influence those around you. Discover how when you get Kingdom Men Rising and learn the art of intentional impact.
New from Tony Evans, sponsored by the Urban Alternative.
With a Democratic sweep officially in place, we are now at the mercy of tax and spend economics. Get ready for runaway national debt pushing the further devaluation of the dollar. So if you haven't invested in gold, now is the time to protect your savings. Birch Gold Group is the premier precious metals IRA company in America. With an A-plus BBB rating and thousands of satisfied customers, Birch Gold can help you move an eligible IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by gold. Go to birchgold.com/radio for your free information kit. That's birchgold.com/radio.
Israeli defenders tricking Palestinian and Hamas forces. The latest from Felice Friedson.
The Israeli army on Thursday dealt a devastating blow to the Hamas and Islamic Jihad terrorists who have launched more than 1,000 missiles into Israel in a war of rockets and missiles since Tuesday. Combat units moved toward the Gaza Strip while spokesmen reinforced belief that a ground invasion was underway. Taking the bait, Hamas and Islamic Jihad fighters moved underground to its network of terror tunnels while others manned defensive positions along the border. Once concentrated in known positions, some 160 jet fighters from six air bases unleashed a massive barrage of tunnel-busting bombs while snipers covered open positions. Casualty figures are not yet known. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at MediaLine.org and TownHall.com. Retail sales flat in April.
The Commerce Department report was worse than the 0.8% growth Wall Street analysts had expected. Americans started receiving a third round of stimulus checks in March, helping retail sales soar 10.7% that month. Friday's report comes amid other signs the economy is improving as vaccinations accelerate and business restrictions are relaxed.
Status correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, consumer spending, which makes up two-thirds of all economic activity in the U.S., is closely monitored by economists to gauge the nation's economic health. Friday's report covers a third of all consumer spending, but does not include some other services. On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials gaining 360 points. The NASDAQ climbed 304, S&P 500 up 61. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bach.
Your mask. You don't have to wear it.
Okay, people are still judging.
Oh, judgy, judgy. You know how judgy people can be. Hey, that was Fauci. What's today's magic number for not wearing masks? We'll have to ask. It's like turning over your magic eight ball with Tony Fauci. Signs say maybe. Looks good. I don't remember what the magic eight ball things are. Haven't played with my magic eight ball in a long time. I've got one around here somewhere. Well, it's Friday, and we're apparently a maskless. I think that was reckless, wasn't that? What was it? Neanderthal.
We've been working on the assumption that, quote, less than 10% of transmission happens outdoors. However, it is just as likely that the transmission percentage is less than 1%. Why? Why didn't they update it? Is this about them big brothering us and trying to keep it safer longer?
No.
I could understand it, but it's not honest.
Yeah, they're just trying to keep us safer for longer. And by the way, it might be 0.1%, but Megilla Gorilla, that's too complicated for him. He's not good with the gazintas, you know. Not like Jethro Bodine. He's not real good. Yeah, what does that point mean? Why do you think they call him Fredo? Why do you think he's Megilla Gorilla? We've got a gorilla for sale. Chris Cuomo, of course, CNN's finest. Is he CNN's finest, Michael, do you think? Victor, is that the best CNN has to offer? He's the brother of the Democrat governor, you know, the nursing home slayer, the groper. He won an Emmy for his press conferences where he lied to everyone. It's a coalition. It's a Venn diagram. Hollywood, the Democrat Party, and mental institutions. The news media, actually, is the third element of that Venn diagram, as any child of six can surely tell you. Well, happy Wednesday to you, and welcome. We are, of course, at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. What are Bill Clinton's doing today? You know, it's Wednesday. Wednesday's a very important day for him, so he's probably got something special planned, I'm guessing. We have many big stories today, and they're big stories. They really, honestly are. And that Megilla Gorilla clue there, Fredo Cuomo, he's onto something there. He must have read the New York Times or had somebody read it to him, perhaps. You know, it's encrypted when it comes to people like Megilla Gorilla. He's got a brain the size of a walnut. The rest is skull. All skull has something to do with the steroids. But that's another discussion for another day. They also have stars like Jim Sciutto. He's an anchorman there. He was an Obama administration official, and now he's a CNN anchorman. It's the path to success in the American news media and American journalism. Remarkable stuff. So we have, is it fair to say, guys, that it's an energy crisis, that we're having an energy crisis, at least in the eastern part of the United States? You know, because pipelines, what are pipelines anyway? You know, the first thing Joe Biden did, one of the first really foolish things that he did, and that means one of the first things that he did, was to shut down the Keystone XL pipeline, because, you know, somebody was against it, and some radicals were against it. And so he goes with the radical thing, and he just does whatever he's told. He's like a jellyfish. He wanders around bumping into things until he turns around and goes and bumps into something else. And people tell him what to do, and he does it, and he's goofy. He's, you know, it's like there's that old joke about the Disney thing, and I'm talking about Goofy. I'll just leave it at that. But he's a goofy one, and he did cancel the Keystone XL pipeline. Is they still working on canceling, or do they cancel that other pipeline? They're working on hobbling us in terms of energy. It'll make everything more expensive. And then the news media just won't tell you about it. The Washington Post won't report it. And if they do, they'll polish it up. And they'll say, no, it's real good that it's more expensive. Real good. Everything's better. Forget about poor people. You know, what do we care about them? The middle class? What about the middle class? This is good stuff. But we've got, and then the stories popping this morning are of, and you were seeing it yesterday, there are gas stations running out of gasoline, there are gas lines, there are people bringing gas cans. There's this picture of a woman filling a big tub from the what do you call that, you know, place like the Home Depot or something, just filling a tub and has her trunk open like she's going to be able to lift this 100-pound tub of gasoline and put it in the trunk of her car, and that's a good idea. This is what happens when the left takes over, when the Democrats take over. We've seen it again and again. And Bill Clinton wasn't as crazy as these people, or as dumb as these people. And honestly, the party, the Democrat Party, has gotten an awful lot crazier than they were during the Clinton years. And they're being run, the party is being run by crazy people. And the ones that aren't crazy, they just kind of go along because they like the power and the, you know, eating the speaker's dining room and things like that, very important stuff. And it's quite remarkable. We've got state after state, from Texas up to New Jersey. We've got, and that's quite a sweep. We've got gas problems, gasoline problems, gas station problems, lines at gas stations running out of gas. We've got real energy. Not since Jimmy Carter, I think, have we seen anything like this. And I think Joe Biden is very rapidly, but it were 102 days or something, he's already Jimmy Carterizing the country. And going along with that, we've got, you remember President Trump and Israel, four Middle East peace deals, four Middle East peace deals with Israel, moved the embassy, the U.S. embassy, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. That was considered to be a big taboo, a big no-no. And all the lefties here in the United States were afraid, and they were quaking in their little skirts, and they said, oh, no, you can't do that because the terrorists will be mad, and we're afraid, and you guys should really just sit down and be patted on the head and, you know, told to shut up, give them a lollipop or something while adults take over, because these people aren't adults. They don't think as adults think. They don't behave as adults behave. President Trump, remember, moving the embassy to Jerusalem, and they said, oh, this means war. There's going to be war in the Middle East. And, of course, we had 4 years of peace and prosperity under President Trump. Ah, yes, and now you may not have even noticed it because of the magic of radio, but we've just experienced some technical difficulties, and my microphone was no longer active, and we had to do some old switches. That actually, again, the magic of Michael Piercy was me from a couple of days ago talking about the situation in Israel and the mayhem there. And interestingly enough, it's what I had started to talk about regardless, or irregardless, as Richard Nixon allegedly said. And I was talking about AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, being anti-Israel, and the squad, the death squad. They really, you know, these Democrat women who are just frothy anti-Israel. What is the word? Anti-Semites. I think anti-Semites is the word. And it's okay with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, who is allegedly Jewish, after all, Chuck Schumer. And these squad members, they're just frothy anti-Israel lunatics. And that means, of course, that they're pro-Hamas. And Hamas is firing rockets at Israel in an effort to kill children. They'll kill adults, too, but, you know, they think it's better if they kill children. I know this because I've been watching them for a very long time. They use their own children as human shields, and when they get blown up, they use their dead bodies for photo ops. That's, you know, it's a different thing. It's a little different. Not every culture is exactly the same, and our culture is not exactly the same as theirs. However, it looks like maybe AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib come from a culture that is more predisposed to saddle up with Hamas than with Israel. Me, I saddle up with Israel. And by the way, it is more than a little bit ironic that these lefties, these Democrats, the members of the death squad, they saddle up with Hamas, which is the most, to say that they're anti-feminist would be ridiculous understatement. They brutalize women. They treat women like livestock and livestock like women. You know, it's kind of an interesting turn of events they have there. And you want to talk about LGBTQ rights under Hamas in Gaza? You know, you want to, and Iran, their backers in Iran. You know, they hang gay people from cranes in Iran in public squares, and people come out and chant Allahu Akbar in large numbers. And the Democrat Party supports Hamas And Iran, honestly, look, the Obama-Biden administration gave Iran everything they wanted, and they're still spinning centrifuges to enrich uranium, which is not for medical research. They're not, you know, this is not a moonshot to cure cancer. It's a moonshot to kill Jews. That's what they're up to. It's no secret. And the Democrat Party doesn't say a word when the death squad members, Ilhan Omar and the gang, they, you know, they're coming out in support of Hamas and in opposition to Israel. And the answer, it's a rhetorical question. The answer is yes. Of course, that's what they're doing. So, we've got news for you on that. But the big news today, of course, is the mask thing, because yesterday, and Lunch Bucket Joe, you know, said, well, sure, the hackers and the Colonial Pipeline are in Russia, but that doesn't mean Russia's doing it, because, you know, a lot of freelance stuff going on in Russia, no iron fist there or anything like that, not being ruled by the old KGB Stasi guy, Putin. People just do whatever they want in Russia, right? So Joe Biden is deceiving us, but it's helpful to Russia. I think he's colluding with Russia. What we have here is clear-cut case of Russian collusion, kind of giving us the slow roll in the United States and saying, well, sure, the hackers are in Russia, but that doesn't mean Russia's got anything to do with the hack and disrupting our economy and fuel supplies and just warming up, by the way. And there are big stories today, a lot of conflicting stories, actually, as to whether Colonial paid a ransom of nearly $5 million or $5 million, or whether they didn't pay a ransom at all. And your news and information on that will vary depending on which news organization or outlet you go to for your news. But we'll get into that as well. Of course, the biggest story is the mask thing yesterday. Because you know that Anthony Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, went to medical school. He's got a white smock and a stethoscope and glasses and everything. And he's got to be trustworthy. He looks like a doctor on a TV commercial for Robitussin or something like that, a little tussin. And he just, I don't know how many days ago now, just days ago, he was on CNN, one of his favorite networks. And he was on CNN saying that we will lift the mask mandate when we have the infection rate in the United States is down to 10,000 infections a day. Well, yesterday, there were, in fact, according to the Washington Post today, 37,999 new cases reported yesterday. That's not 10,000 cases. That's let's round it, since it's only one infection away, to 38,000 new cases. And that's nearly four times the level, the 10,000 level that Dr. Anthony Fauci said we'd need to achieve before we could lift the mask mandate. But instead, the mask mandate was listed yesterday when we had 37,999 new infections. This has raised a few eyebrows because, you see, the Biden administration has a number of crises and they're botching everything. We've got inflation, we've got gas lines, we've got fights at gas stations, we've got gas hoarding, we've got a crisis at the border. What happened to those 21,000 kids that we have in custody? They had this little North Korean photo op down at the border. See, all children gone now. And they show and it wasn't even the news media, the government camera shows us an empty tent. Oh, good, they've fixed the problem. No, they haven't. What happened to the 21,000 kids? You have them picking mung beans in the Central Valley of California. Just sell them to China to make Nike shoes or solar panels. Or maybe the kids are making solar panels. You think that could be it, Michael? Could be it. They disappeared. We've got what may become all-out war in Israel because the friends of the Democratic Party, Hamas, and Iran are attacking the Jews again, which they haven't done since Barack Obama was in office, you may recall. It's pretty remarkable. All the 2014 was the last time that Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad just openly attacked Israel like this. It led to an air and ground assault last time. It may be the same this time. See, when America is weak, as is the case when Barack Obama's in the White House or when Joe Biden is in the White House, then the bad guys act. Russia, Hamas, China. You see, President Trump threw elbows at them and kept them in check and, you know, had four Middle East peace deals. And there was no mayhem in the Middle East. Moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The Democrats said that would lead to war. Wrong again. wrong again. Now Joe Biden being in the White House is leading the war because weakness leads to mayhem and violence and war. Strength leads to stability and prosperity and peace, which is what most of us in the world want. Not AOC or Hamas, not Rashida Tlaib or the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, but most of us. You shouldn't have to choose between a great shave and a fair price, right? With Harry's, you don't have to. Not only will Harry's razors save you a ton of your hard-earned money, they've got 5 blades on their razors, the most comfortable weighted handle in the business, and the closest shave you've had in years and years. For a limited time, Harry's is offering their starter set plus a free travel-size body wash for $3 at harrys.com/plant. That's a value of $16. Harry's delivers a close, comfortable shave at a fair price, still as low as $2 per refill. For a limited time, Harry's has made their exclusive offer even better for a listeners to this radio show. New customers get a Harry's starter set and a body wash for just $3 at harrys.com/plant. You'll get a 5-blade razor, weighted Truman handle, foaming shave gel, a travel blade cover, and a travel-size body wash, a value of $16. There's never been a better time to try Harry's. Go to harrys.com/plant to redeem your offer today. That's harrys.com/plant.
Today on Hey Culligan, cleaner, safer drinking water. We got Chris in Cleveland.
Hey Culligan, I have a water pitcher. Is that safe?
Basic water pitchers are, let's say, passable, but a Culligan reverse osmosis system can do way more and help reduce lead, arsenic, something called pesticide runoff.
Hey Culligan?
Yeah, Chris?
I'll take one of those reverse
osmosis to get the mostest out of your drinking water. Chris, we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
The next generation of auto detailing is here. 303 Graphene Nano Spray Coating. Simplicity meets a new level of performance. Get a year of protection from a powerful graphene oxide formula. A formula that sends water flying off paint, wheels, and trim. Go beyond wax, beyond ceramic. Be part of the future of exterior protection with Graphene Nano Spray Coating from 303. For more information, head to 303radio.com.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Yesterday, big surprise, surprise, there was a press conference. What do they like to say it, without proof, without evidence, barely an announcement. Oh, we're going to hold a press conference. And again, the stuff is hitting the fan all over the place. The Biden people have kidnapped and sold into slavery 21,000 children from the border. That's conjecture. That's not entirely established yet. But where do they go? Where do those 21,000 children go? They're in federal government custody, and nobody knows where they are. They've been, who knows, dropping them out of airplanes over the ocean. What's that like drug cartels that are profiting so much under the Biden regime? They've got the border crisis, which the news media is largely ignoring. You know, what was it? They're from Bulgaria? Is that where they're from? Yesterday they found scores of people coming across the border in a group, and they were from an Eastern European country. I think it's Bulgaria, and there were 50 or 60 of them from Bulgaria. And they, of course, saw what was going on, so they traveled in a group, you know, it's like a tour group, and they travel to Mexico, and then they walk across our border and say, hey, you know, where's our bus ticket? Where do we go? Because we heard about Biden. And that's, you know, so that's not good news. We got a war in Israel and the Biden administration and the Democrats, AOC and the gang, apparently on the side of the radical Islamic terrorist groups rather than on the side of the only real democracy in the Middle East that allows diversity and multiculturalism. You know, there are Arab Muslims living in Israel. There are no Jews living in the Gaza. You know, they don't allow that because, you know, what with the Jews and everything, you know, that goes. So they've got the border crisis, the Israel crisis. We've got gas lines and the hack of the colonial pipeline and the Russians messing with us. They've got all kinds of stuff going on. There's a mess all over the house. And suddenly they pop with this thing, even though, well, wait till you hear what Fauci said.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Laughing Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Reading's Bar is a California Historical Landmark number 32 and was the first gold discovery site in Shasta County. It is located on the bar at the mouth of the Clear Creek Canyon, the entrance to Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve on Clear Creek Road. The discovery was made in 1848 by Pearson B. Reading and worked by him as employees and as Indian laborers. This discovery triggered the gold rush into Northern California. The original bar was either washed or dredged away and another is formed in its place. The current bar is easily visible to visitors and has lots of bushes on it. When you go there, park your car in the Horsetown Clear Creek Preserve parking lot. Walk to the middle of the nearby bridge and look on the downstream side of the creek. The sandbar is right in front of you. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this or exciting books by Dottie, find Dottie Smith on Amazon Books or go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Yeah, Anthony Fauci, you know, he has given a lot of different edicts. I think edicts might be the right word to use. And yesterday, I watched the press conference yesterday. I had it on my I like to call it digital video recorder, the DVR. And I watched it a little after the press conference was actually held with, Walensky, Dr. Walensky. She's the director of the CDC. And then Anthony. Tony Fauci, they call him Tony's Anthony, and I gotta tell you, it's gotta be embarrassing to be him at this point. He's flip-flopped so many times, he's gone back and forth so many times, and he's been telling everybody that we gotta have the infection rate down to 10,000 or fewer a day before we can lift the mask mandate. Yesterday, there were 37,999, let's call it 38,000 infections. And that's not 10,000 infections or fewer. That is many more than 10,000 infections. Nevertheless, he persists in just changing it up every time you talk to the guy. He's got a different story. I think Mrs. Fauci should be a little nervous at this point. He gives so many different answers to the same question. It's kind of an amazing thing. And I got to say, as Americans, we're out here, and you got to be scratching your head. My best girl and I, after the press conference yesterday, my best girl and I went out on the town a little bit. It was beautiful yesterday. And actually, I went out and had lunch on a patio yesterday afternoon as well for 2.5 hours, and it was good. And then my best girl and I, it was just a beautiful day here yesterday. And my best girl and I, we went out for a hike about yesterday, and we haven't been wearing masks outside for a long time. But now we live in liberal land, you know, in Washington, D.C. And the scowling, I've got to say, has decreased. I told you I was walking by a guy just a couple of weeks ago, and I wasn't wearing a mask, and there was nobody. There were just the two of us on one block. And this guy in his 60s wearing a mask by himself. It's just me and him on the block. And I'm walking by, and I smile. I give him a little wave. I say something like, hey, you know, good afternoon, or how are you, something like that. And he barked at me, jackass. And I'm like, oh, maybe he's a listener. I don't know. Maybe he's could be like a guy who likes NPR but listens to the show anyway. I said to Michael, I said, yeah, I got barked at because I wasn't wearing a mask. And Michael said, how do you know it was because you weren't wearing a mask? You know, maybe he's a lefty listener. He's probably got a sign in his front yard that says, thank you, Dr. Fauci. I want to get a thank you, Dr. Fauci sign. That then lists all of the different things that he said on different dates. Thank you, Dr. Fauci, for saying, no masks are necessary. Then saying that masks are, then two masks, then three masks, then back to one mask, now no masks, and 10,000 people. Joe Biden was fibbing about this yesterday, too. He was making stuff up yesterday, saying everybody said we couldn't possibly vaccinate this many people this soon. Nobody said that. They said that we couldn't vaccinate this many people till the fall. Nobody said that. So Joe Biden's lying. The Washington Post, Glenn Kessler, who's a Democrat Party water boy, he's not going to fact check any of this stuff because they don't fact check this stuff. They're not in the journalism business. They're not in the news business. They're in the Democrat Party press release business. They smooth things over for Democrats. How's that Hunter Biden coverage going? Get a lot of leaks out of the Justice Department and the FBI, the grand jury investigation, the laptop. A lot of leaks, getting a lot of, according to three sources familiar who did not want to use their names because it's not publicly available information, because they're friends of mine and I'm sleeping with one of them. Honestly, there are no leaks. They don't cover the news. The Democrats just get fluffed by Glenn Kessler and by Jake Tapper and by the people that call themselves journalists in Washington, D.C. They don't cover Democrat Party news. They cover up Democrat Party news. So I'm looking at this yesterday, and this is just not what they said. And again, the Biden White House has all these crises. What is it? A lot of people, have you noticed this on television, have trouble with the word crises. They don't know about crisis and then the plural being crises. It's not that difficult, is it? I think I had that when I was like three. I think when I was 3 years old, I could differentiate between crisis and crises. My mother was sharing the English language with me at an early age, and seems to have worked out pretty well. And a lot of people on TV and CNN and MS and Fox News and beyond, they say crisis when they mean crises. Oh, there are a whole lot of crisis. What? Honestly, first day on the planet? Is English not your first language? What's up with you guys? Honestly. But in any case, we've got to get into that. And what are you supposed to do? And then we got, who is this? We have actually a former colleague of ours put out, I'll not use his name, but a former colleague of ours who was a news guy put out a tweet yesterday. And they have no sense of irony, these people. But put out a tweet, a news guy put out a tweet, and he's confused, you know, doesn't know what to do with the new whatever. And our erstwhile colleague said, now that I'm fully vaccinated, the CDC says I don't have to wear a mask anymore. But the CDC has offered me no guidance whatsoever on how to put my mask away without making people think I'm a Republican. And my response to that is, first of all, you stole somebody else's joke that I was doing a week ago. Secondly, Who cares, you know, if people think you're a Republican? I don't. First of all, nobody would mistake you for a Republican anyway. From satellite photos, like, well, there's a lefty. You can put your mask away or not. No, there was also a funny moment yesterday on the television where one of the fake reporters. They got these. Well, one reporter asked a good question during the press briefing yesterday. I'm going to share that with you. But one of the kind of wimpy, whiny questioners during the CDC Fauci press conference, the Walensky Fauci press conference yesterday, such as it was, asked, now that we're not wearing masks, what happens if people look askance at us? I'm like, maybe we should just start getting to this stuff because it's so appalling. It's so embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for everybody involved. People might look, what was the term that he used, Michael, looking sideways at us or giving us the side eye. And I'm sorry. And then Joe Biden yesterday said that he doesn't want people to be rude. He wants people to be nice to people if they're still wearing their masks. And I'm just shaking my head at these wimpy, whiny, you know, that not exactly the boys that scaled the cliffs at Point de Hoc, are they? And you guys are the ones that have been looking askance and barking at everybody for not wearing a mask. Now you're going to keep wearing a mask, even though there's no good scientific or medical reason to do so, even according to your, you know, the state has spoken, the great and powerful Oz has spoken, and you must obey. Everybody knows that. And now they're already wimping out and playing the role of victim and curling up on the ground and say, don't be mean to us if we keep wearing our masks. I want to keep wearing a mask. You do whatever you want. You can wear Chinese opera masks for all I care. You know, you've been freaks. Maybe it'll just be easier to identify the freakazoids on the sidewalk from now on. But honestly, if you're going around saying, I don't want to wear a mask anymore, but I don't want people to think I'm a Republican, you need psychological help. You need maybe a pharmaceutical company could help you in some way. You know, a great American pharmaceutical company is a great company. Name a pharmaceutical company, Pfizer. I'll just name one, Pfizer. Pfizer saved more lives last year than the United Nations and the year before. And the year before that, and next year, Pfizer alone will save more lives than the United Nations and bring comfort to more people than the United Nations. The left hates Pfizer and loves the United Nations. Now, they watch as genocides go on, and then they grimace about it later on. That's amazing stuff. These guys are really something. All right, we can get to let's get to some audio because we've got a lot of great audio and these looking at us askance and all this stuff. Let's go to it's going to be soundbite number one. Yesterday, Dr. Rochelle Walensky. Her maiden name is Rochelle too. She was Rochelle. Not really, I just made that up. But she's Dr. Rochelle Walensky. She's the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. She's looked really uncomfortable throughout this whole process, maybe because she's been whipsawed and she's whipsawing us so frequently. But here she is yesterday because now everything's different.
I want to provide you an update regarding CDC's guidance for fully vaccinated people. Over the course of the pandemic, we are continuously gathering data and evidence to inform our guidance and decision-making.
New data for guidance and decision-making, but this isn't based on scientific guidance and decision-making because nothing had changed yesterday. We got a great question coming up. Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Today, CDC is updating our guidance for fully vaccinated people. Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, mm-hmm. without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
Oh, that's it.
If you are fully vaccinated, you can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic.
Well, I guess
we have all longed for this moment when we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
Normalcy. They don't know what that is. As defined by leftists, it comes out differently. It's kind of funny. We get back to normalcy. We've all longed for this moment and pined for it. I haven't longed for it, but I have pined for it. Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
Based on the continuing downward trajectory of cases,
downward.
The scientific data on the performance of our vaccines, and our understanding of how the virus spreads,
thank you, Trump.
That moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated.
That moment has come for those who are fully vaccinated. That's me, and thanks to the United States of America and President Trump and Operation Warp Speed, a great percentage of the world. Once again, the United States saves the world, and thanks to President Trump, we did it in record time. And then comes a question, and I liked this question. I immediately started texting Victor and Michael. There is an ABC News reporter named Cheyenne Heslett. Cheyenne Heslett. Real name or poor name, I can't say. But ABC News, and I thought, wow, that's an actual question. Here's the question that was asked. It was, she'd probably get fired for asking this question.
You mentioned the science, and we know it's been about 16 days since the CDC last updated its guidance on masks. We also saw heavy criticism in the last week for moving too slow. Has the science really changed in 16 days, or is this a response to public criticism?
Wait a minute. Has the science really changed in the last 16 days? Because the guidance you gave 16 days ago is the opposite of the guidance you're giving today. So has the science changed in the last 16 days? Good job, Cheyenne Heslett. Honestly, an actual question. You got to stop and marvel at this. Like, ha, ha. A reporter in Washington asked a question. I assume she's in Washington. It was a conference call, a Zoom call or something. And she asked a real question. So, or is it politics? Is it just politics? Dr. Walensky.
The science has been in three areas. One is the effectiveness of the vaccines in general and real-world populations.
Thanks, Trump.
One is the effectiveness against, against variants, which was just published last week. And then the effectiveness in preventing transmissibility.
She's choking.
Great. Someone get some water.
The moderator suggested, well, since you're choking on your words, since you were asked a real question by Cheyenne Heslett at ABC News, of all things, the science, has the science changed in 16 days? And she's like, clutching her trachea with both hands, falling back in her chair. And moderator guy is like, maybe we should get some water for Dr. Rochelle Walensky because she's choking on her answer. And that was a great moment in television news history. Lunchbucket Joe Biden, turns out he's apparently the president of the United States of America. And he's got yesterday he was wearing a mask in the morning and then he wasn't wearing a mask in the afternoon because the science changed somewhere around the lunch hour and then everything was okay. Here's Joe Biden. He doesn't understand what's going on.
After a year of hard work and so much sacrifice, the rule is very simple.
It's very simple.
Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours.
Yeah,
you
is.
All made this possible. Now let's finish the work of beating this virus and getting everything back to normal.
First he tells you what to do, then he says the choice is yours. An odd thing. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours. Didn't sound like the choice is yours. Again, sounds like kind of an edict. Lunch bucket Joe. Oops.
The rule is very simple.
Here it is.
Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
But wait, if the vaccine works, you see, then this is all very complicated. I've got, Senator Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin. He wrote an op-ed in the Washington Examiner yesterday. And he said that he's actually had the coronavirus, the COVID-19, the SARS-CoV-2. He's had it, and he's been tested, and he has the antibodies. And he's like, I decided to let other people go ahead of me in line for the vaccine because I already have the antibodies, which is what the vaccine does for you. And you develop the antibodies when your body responds to the and the intrusion and all that stuff. And honestly, yesterday we were mocking this, and it reminded me of a scene. You know, now that the CDC has come out with the new guidance, which is the opposite of the old guidance from 16 days ago, and we have not achieved the benchmarks, but it reminded me of the man behind the curtain.
Oh, the great Oz has spoken. Oh. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. The great Oz has spoken.
Yes, so you must obey. You must obey. It is. And you remember, you may not remember what Anthony Fauci said just days ago about the threshold for doing away with the mask mandate, the standard that would be applied for doing away with the mask mandate. We will remind you because, you know, that's the business we're in. That's what we do. We're at 888-630-9625. We're in the truth business, unlike, I guess, I don't know, the CDC and Anthony Fauci and CNN, the Washington Post, the New York Times. We're just looking for what's true. It's like forcible dental surgery every day. But there it is. 888-630-9625.
Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Did you know that about 20% of all U.S. dollars were created in 2020? Yeah, most people don't know that. What do you think the effect of all those newly printed dollars will lead to? Inflation, maybe? It certainly won't lead to the dollar becoming more valuable. In the past, people have bought gold and silver as a hedge against inflation. That's because gold and silver have increased in value as purchasing power of the dollar decreases. Buying real gold and silver, the kind you can hold in your hands, is much easier than you think. You can have it delivered securely and privately to your home, or you can have real gold and silver put in your IRA or your 401k. If you're at all concerned about the value of the dollar continuing to decrease or the risk of inflation, you should call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-995-GOLD. They'll answer all your questions and send you their precious metals investment guide. Get gold you can hold or real gold in your IRA or 401k today. Call the Oxford Gold Group. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-995-GOLD.
Want to hear something amazing? Oh, and feel free to tell your friends, too. So, Kohl's, they're having a huge sale on summer stuff. And if you live for sunny days like I do, you need to check it out. I got 40% off a new patio set, Food Network grilling essentials for 20% off, and 50% off those yard games my kids won't stop talking about. Best part? I got an extra 15% off and some Kohl's cash. It almost makes being cooped up all winter worth it. Almost. Select styles, 15% offer ends May 16th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Tired of lying awake, tossing and turning, just hoping for a few hours of sleep? Get the sleep you crave with the one-of-a-kind Tempur-Pedic. Only Tempur-Pedic uses proprietary Tempur material that continuously adapts and responds to your body to relieve pressure, so you get deep, uninterrupted sleep. All night, every night. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep starts now, with all Tempur-Pedic mattresses on sale, and savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, he could drain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
He gets Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere, right from my phone. Whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
We've got more good stuff for you on the, you know, the absurdity of all of this. Why reason number 1162 to not trust and believe government employees when they come out and tell you things. And it's the opposite of what they told you last time they told you. Let's go to the telephones. We're, of course, at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Gordo. Gordo calling from the Plains, Virginia. Gordo, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris, how's it going?
Great, Gordo. What do you say?
So I'm out here. I've been working this whole time. Uh-huh. My life really hasn't changed much.
Uh-huh.
Except I have, you know, I wear a mask when I go in public because I don't want to be harassed about it. But I smoked weed with people who I knew had corona, and I didn't get it, right? So some people get it, and some people don't. And you can apply that to this disease and otherwise. But,
yeah.
I mean, I got a newborn baby. I've been pretty careful. I go to work. I go home. I take care of my son. And I do what I do.
There you go. And when you're smoking weed.
That's what everybody should be doing.
You say you're smoking weed with people who actually had the virus.
They tested positive. They still had symptoms. I smoked weed with them. I did not get it.
And are you sharing, like passing a joint around with a goob on the end? You
yeah,
got a
yeah.
glass pipe or a bong, or what are you doing?
No, we smoke doobies, but yeah.
Doobies? All right, so somebody's rolling a joint and they're passing around. That's probably the most, transmissible rather than a glass pipe or a bong. I'm thinking a paper joint, a rolled joint. You get some goobs on there, you get a little goop, and passing from person to person. And you're thinking, you know, you were doing it at the time thinking, screw it, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I figured if I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. So I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I mean.
Right. Yeah, it's almost.
And I'm not the only one, obviously, because I wasn't smoking by myself. I was fast. But,
But you're not scared. And here's yet another example of whatever it is you're being told. Gordo in the Plains, the wonderful Plains. It's where Robert Duvall lives. The great Robert Duvall, the great Hollywood actor, lives in the Plains, Virginia. Very lovely area.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.